This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
To do earlier.
What?
And Zach. And Zach just yelled at us about it.
No. I didn't yell at you guys.
No, you yelled at Cucumber.
I yelled at Matt.
You son of a bitch.
Okay.
In total fairness to you guys, he's out here. You guys are okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you're pretty okay.
I'll take the fall for you guys. You know?
That's mighty big of you.
Yeah, man.
I don't. Oh, shit. Did you tell?
No.
Never mind. I'm gonna let that go.
Wait, what?
I was going to say, like, well, because I pay you and I don't pay him. But
get paid?
Yes, I do. I do get paid.
With money?
Yes. Yeah, that's how I make my living.
What?
He works here.
Oh.
Chuck, you get paid?
Yeah, don't you? You get paid, right?
If you read the fine print when I read you.
Yeah?
You basically just agreed to do this out of the good graces of your heart.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
Amber signed all the paperwork for you, so...
That's true.
Amber, I trusted you!
But I was practicing your signature.
It's not fair.
They're enjoying the fruits of the...
And I read the contract.
They buy you lunch sometimes.
I knew it.
We got a pay bump.
Yeah.
It's nice.
So I'll just be mad at Matt.
Table flipping, good time.
Shit, quit.
Guys, we are sponsored by Loot Crate. Thank you so much, Loot Crate.
Yeah! Thank you, Loot Crate.
Loot Crate.
Follow the link in the chat. There's a bunch of great content in there. Use that code to get 20% off of your Loot Crate. And it helps, and they help us do the show and pay everyone except for Cucumber. So,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas in a little box.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's cute.
My first Christmas was in a box.
It was.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, think of present. Think of the present, you know?
I didn't get any presents.
Think about how you come.
Oh, my God.
He does still live in a box.
Yeah.
Huh? He lives in a box.
Lives in a box, baby.
Okay. He lives in the box.
Hey, Ryan, you want to play the game?
Is it a Loot Crate box?
Wait,
you can change them.
Can I ask a question before we start the game?
You just did.
Well, I'm going to ask another one.
Okay.
I would like to clear the air for once and for all.
Uh-oh.
For Matt. Matt?
Yeah?
Who's your favorite?
Oh.
Yes, Matt.
Now that we're all here, sitting down in front of all our friends.
Yeah, we're all
who
here.
Who is your favorite?
Oh, there's so many favorites. Such a broad term.
No. And Cucumber.
None of that shit.
You're my favorite shade of green. You're my favorite shade of blue.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
Amber's my favorite player.
Because I actually play.
Because she plays the game.
I play?
Sometimes.
Ryan's my favorite GM. So, there's my answer.
Oh, look. You should get into politics. Answer question properly.
Smells like a waffler to me.
Oh no. That was, I had to take out like a burned K-rag or whatever it's called.
K-rag, K-rag.
Right, K-rag. Or like the K-cups.
K-rag?
K-cup?
I think I combined K-rag and K-rag.
You did.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Wow.
That's my life.
Welcome to the Talking About Random Things Hour.
Yeah.
Also known as Perception Check.
Okay. Yeah, take control.
Take control, Ryan.
You would do this.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So last time.
Yes.
Previously.
You guys had, Cucumber specifically, your character Garrick, just finished a wonderful show at your theater.
Well, yes, I certainly did. And I'm still not dead. I came back to life like 10 minutes into the last show over late people.
Yep. Now you're back down to 9 hit
points. Oh, yeah. And you're definitely not Doc nor Anzen.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
Ooh.
Doc's a cool dude.
I can
smell his mustache gel from still. It lingers, man.
It was glorious.
You got that
so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he was right here, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was right here.
Is it like you're wearing his mustache?
I feel very waxy.
Yeah. I got a big strip.
And you met up with your barkeep friend Anzen Bronzeforge.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
Huh? And he took you on his dirigible to find your father's lab,
also known as an airship. For those of us that don't know what dirigible meant,
if you don't know what that means, you should look it up. Yes. So you sieged the encampment that was the outside perimeter, and made your way into the barracks. that was being heavily guarded, but since you were in an airship, it was much easier to get in than you thought. And you just got inside.
We killed most of the people.
Wait.
Yes. Yeah. The guards came out and you killed them all.
Yes, we did.
You ran inside, and now you find yourself in a large circular room. In front of you, there seems to be some type of blast doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then just to the left is a little receptionist desk with a woman sitting at the corner. And everything in the room is just clean white. Like, the floors and the walls are just made of the prettiest, most beautiful white marble you've ever seen.
Ooh.
So pretty.
And the air smells sterile. Just, there's nothing.
Friends, I don't know what we're looking for anymore.
I don't know either.
Did you forget why you're even here?
Well, something about my father.
Yeah, we're trying to
find... Yeah, your father disappeared. You thought he was dead, and
yeah,
the one dude
that
was like, no, he's not dead. He still might be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's alive.
And you think that the Ministry of Magical Studies is covering up his disappearance.
The legally distinct Ministry of Magical Studies.
Yes.
Yep. Is that actually your voice?
Yeah.
That's my character's voice.
Oh my god.
They gave me a lisp, and initially I hated it, and now I just love it.
Now it's basically just a ladder.
It's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
No, man. No, I'm just kidding.
So, Cucumber, you still have those GM powers.
I do.
So before that happens, though, receptionist behind the counter looks up from her.
There's nothing, but there's a receptionist?
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing.
No, I described it. There is
but Diane from the office.
No.
Diane?
She was never a receptionist.
I didn't mean from the fucking show. God damn it. Never mind. Go ahead.
All of us. I just want to point that out. All of us.
I didn't watch the show.
No, but no. So there's blast doors in front of you about 30 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And the room is kind of a circular room, but the blast doors kind of close off that one section. And then the receptionist is to the left of those doors, but kind of edging that blast door surface. So she sits behind it, and she looks up from her paperwork, and she's like, may I help you?
Yes, we're here looking for information on,
Ambrosius!
No, shut up. Just ended up here. This wasn't the plan.
Have you seen a shaggy dog?
Mr. Nightshaper?
Yes, yes. What would
senior?
You like to know?
What happened to him?
I haven't seen him in months.
Well, when was the last time you saw him?
Don't you find that odd?
Yeah.
Strange?
No, people come around.
Peculiar?
And study and do their things.
Well, what was he studying? Where was his study?
Yeah, we're trying to find
him. Did he have a room here?
Do you have clearance to be here?
I am his son!
S7, you don't.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was dealing with a bitch! What?
Wow. I'm sorry, but
that was my character.
If you don't have the proper clearance or the guest passes,
what?
I'm gonna have to either ask you to leave or call the guards.
How do we get a guest pass?
Well, you would have been
escorted by one of the higher ranking members of this facility.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you are not.
Well, that's unfortunate, but tell you what, my friend here, Lai Da Minx, he happens to be a higher up person here.
Mm-hmm. I work here for many years.
While this is happening, can I try and sneak around and try and find a key card?
Yes.
And I go like this. Look at me! Look at me! Look at me! Okay. Oh, look at me! Look at me!
With advantage.
I don't need advantage.
Fair.
I got a 19 plus 6.
Whoa!
Just in case I get a 20. Oh. Nah, I got an 18.
All right.
So I'm good either way.
Yeah, all right.
My dice.
Cool.
Is it though?
It's tight.
So you, so like they're having this discussion and you just pop around the corner. Roll a perception check now with advantage now that you're so close.
18 plus. God, I never can find perception, which is dumb because it's the name of the show. Okay, I got an 18, but I got minus 1. So, still 17.
Still good. So you get up to her.
Ah.
And you see a key card hanging from her belt.
Nice.
Nice. But as you reach for it, your hand passes through her. and she just disappears from the chair.
She's fake.
She's a hologram.
Well, I guess she won't be calling the guards then.
But you also...
Sorry, my microphone.
Oh, no.
Silly mic. Hold on,
so you now taking your time, you look around the desk, and you can see that there's a couple open drawers, and you see a key card. An actual key card, not an illusion.
I want to go get that.
Okay. You grab it.
Well,
perception check to see what you notice.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh, and also, we haven't actually used your GM powers yet, huh?
No.
Yes?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm. I would like to use my GM powers to...
Oh, yo.
All right, starting. Ready?
Ready?
Now.
Ready?
All right.
Go!
So my friends and I here, we all go and we find the nearest closet and we all find some guard uniforms that fit all of us. Well, I guess not you yet.
You don't know me, yeah.
But,
bring an extra one in case we find somebody.
Oh, yes, I bring an extra one just in case we find somebody. And the armor gives us a +5 to our AC. And they all come with cudgels that have like an electricity attack
Counts
attached
as what?
To it. A cudgel.
Okay.
It's like a beating stick.
Oh, a billy club.
Yes, a cudgel. It's a thing. And then
you find Ambrosius?
No, shut up! I didn't do it on purpose! And then also in the closet we find a little puppy.
What? A little sheepdog? Puppy.
A little sheepdog.
Yeah.
Named Ambrosius.
A little puppy.
That's for you.
Alright, you're out of time.
Damn it.
Ambrosius!
So I put on my uniform, but I'm not shy, you see. I grew up in the theater, so I let it all hang out before I put it all back covered.
Okay.
Yep. I thought that was an important detail.
Uh-huh. This is a lot about your character.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a thespian.
Yeah, yeah.
Myth?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you come out of the closet, and...
Good. About time.
About time.
I'm pretty fluid, actually.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen.
That's good.
Room where it happens.
Be yourself.
And you're back in the receptionist room. You look on the wall and you notice that there's a spot for a key card to go.
Before we use that, could I check the desk for a directory of sorts?
You can. Investigation check.
All right, here.
Thank you.
4.
Oh, wait, no, I lied. +5.
Lie.
I was looking at intimidation.
Okay. So you go over to the desk and you find some index cards, some pens. Actually, like, some souvenir pens from the base. And,
but you don't find... This place is so modern.
I know. Wow. Wow.
It's like, well, like they're, like, handmade quill pens and, like, engraved on the side.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a word you just said.
It's fine.
You found some quill pens.
Speak up, Ryan!
Pens with quills.
Pens. Souvenir pens?
Porcupine pens.
How do key cards work in a medieval fantasy? Never mind. Go on.
This is his own world, he wrote. A factory guy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's a scientist.
Yeah.
Science and magic is like one and the same, you know?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Asgard, cool it.
So yeah, you don't find any directory, though.
Well, damn.
Let's use the key card.
All right.
So we use the key card.
You go up to this this section of the wall, and it's basically this glowing blue gem.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of, you take the key card, which is kind of like this weird metallic-y stone plate,
mm-hmm.
and you hold it up to the blue object, and the doors start to open in front of you.
Yay!
Whoa! Nice!
In unison!
Alright, so as you look into the new room, you notice that it is some sort of an elevation mechanism.
Okay, like an elevator?
Yes.
Is it playing The Girl from Ipanema?
Sure. But it's an elevator. It's an unusual shape.
What shape is it, Ryan?
It's
a plumbus?
Like the Luxor's little elevator? Like pyramid shape?
Oh, no.
Is it like the glass Wonkavator, and it can go up ways, down ways, sideways, back ways, front ways?
A Wonkavator!
It's mostly made of wire mesh. So beyond it, you can see stone walls. But it's also, the front of it is rounded in half, and then it kind of juts into 45 degrees and closes.
Oh, that is unusual shape for an elevator.
Fascinating!
I'm describing your scene. You do with it what you want.
Good job.
All right.
Whoa.
I would like to.
Does anyone see a button here? Maybe like in this elevating device?
Oh, me push button.
Give us some
right
music.
Wow. Oh, it's lovely in this place.
It's a girl from
it's
Evening
so green. Yes. It's so old. It's so nice in
here. As you walk inside, you notice on the wall in front of you, there's a raised panel that has several levels written on it. Mostly different kinds of research.
Play this at my wedding.
So, like, there's spell casting, botany, magical creatures, and such.
I want to go to magical creatures, but that's just me. Remember?
And you don't quite know. None of them match what your father did, so you're not sure where to go.
Damn right!
Can I just cover my face and push one of them?
Yeah? Alright, so you push one of them.
I push one of them!
Which one is it?
That is what I have the muscle for.
So, it happened to be magical creature studies.
Yeah!
So immediately, the doors close and start making their way down. And it goes at a 45 degree angle.
Going down,
there it goes.
Whoa, elevator noises.
Immediately the doors open and you see a long hallway where
Ryan gets distracted easily, Matt, just so you know.
The noises don't help.
Focus!
You got this, man!
Focus! Come on, DM! You're doing so good!
This is just like the Luxor, by the way. Have you guys ever been?
I know, you said it wasn't, but then it was!
Yeah, pretty much is.
Yeah.
So, I guess so. So you see a long white hallway. With several
doors, several corners,
walls, sconces? Is it sconces?
Are there sconces?
Please be sconces!
Oh, I miss sconces.
Are there a plethora
so
of sconces?
Yeah, sure.
Yay, sconces for everyone!
Ooh.
You get a sconce.
It's a joke from our old campaign.
I don't get it, but it sounds delicious.
In every room we went into, Ryan would describe in detail how many sconces there were.
There were a lot.
Sconces are candle holders for the wall.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to light a room, right?
You can eat them if you want.
I mean, they're metal, usually,
or
wood.
Choke on it, Matt.
Oh.
Dang.
Whoa. Yeah.
Okay.
That got dark.
But anyway,
That's fine. His campaign.
These are a little bit more modern than the ones I've described before. These are like little holders. Why am I even describing sconces?
I was just going to ask. You didn't even plan to have them in there, but now you need to describe them.
It's in
your blood. Ryan and his loves of sconces.
So in this hallway
of sconces.
I was
going to
say it's like Art Deco, basically.
There are corners? Mm. You said there are corners.
There's lots of corners.
Little other hallways to other rooms.
So it forks out, or...?
Yeah, but more like there's little sections that it goes into a door, but like not a hallway, just like a 5-foot little area to stand and then open the door.
Oh, okay.
Like a tiny foyer.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
This thing is just everywhere.
You start walking into this hallway and you notice that there's no one around.
Hey. You can probably be
there's no one around.
I've never
and
been
as
in a
you
fight.
As you get off the elevator, it closes immediately and you can hear it arrive.
Bing.
Rising.
There it goes.
Okay.
There it goes. You just got it. Somebody needed it at the next floor up.
Yeah.
Hirelings. Could you go forth and explore a little bit for me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I have hired you to work for me. Thus, you are hireling.
We're also your friends.
Oh, that too. But I'm paying you to do the scary things while I get to enjoy my new puppy.
I walk forward and I look around.
I'm next to him.
So you You get up to the next room.
Yeah.
And you look into... There's every door that you can come across here has like a little window to peer inside as if it was some kind of a holding cell.
Okay.
So you look in and you see just a normal looking human sitting in on his bed in the corner.
Hey buddy, how's it going? Who are you?
Who's there?
It's me.
It's me.
Lightar Minx.
I'm in the
pose.
That pose. Oh, yeah. I just spring out and I flip over and I, like, get into like ready position to look at, through the door.
Oh, very impressive.
Yes.
Say, Lightar, what's happening over there?
Call down a minute. I am talking to a little dude.
All right. You puppies, you want to talk?
Oh, that's right. He's an orc.
He's big.
Yeah. Okay. What are you doing here? Did they capture you too?
No. What are you doing here? No, we're good.
You're good.
I'm a free man. Are you a captured bird person?
What's happening?
Hashtag potion suddenly gains 100 pounds.
Who's it gonna be? I hope it's you.
It's not.
Listen.
So, Pill Zero.
No! It's all in my feet.
Okay. That's actually really funny. Okay.
It's only for 5 minutes.
Hashtag potion Lidar's head turns invisible.
Uh-oh.
On behalf of all of us, thank you.
Yay.
Perfect. Okay, so,
Hilzera, as you're walking down the hallway, your feet immediately get so heavy.
No!
You're getting thirsty, and so you took a potion from your backpack. And
why do I even have this potion?
It's true. It's really weird.
It's so weird.
So your feet just swell to immense size, and you're just like slogging them along the floor now. And then for you, Lidar, you take one of your potions from your back, and you try and like punch it through the window, the window of the the cell.
Whoops.
And
just keep talking.
Yeah.
You get distracted very easily.
So you're like, oh, it doesn't fit through the bars. So you take it in yourself, and immediately your head just disappears.
Whoa!
Wow.
Like right now. Yeah. Oh.
Where'd it go?
Oh no.
Like a green screen.
Give us a minute.
Movie magic.
Whoa! Anyway.
Oh no! I can see him from the hallway. Lidar, what has this man done to you? So I run up to see this man. What have you done to my hireling?
What happened to his head? I was just talking to him, and he just...
You were just talking to him, and his head disappeared? I must hire you.
Yes, please, let me out. Let me out of here, okay? I can be much help. Plus, I'm an excellent cook. I make the best cooking in all the land.
A cook?
I try and walk over. I'm like, that sounds good.
Yes, you know what? That's lovely. I would love to bust you out of here, but you see, I don't do hard labor. That's what I hire him for, but you went and removed his head.
You don't do easy labor either.
How could you be so annoying without a head?
It's just invisible.
It still has a head.
Still there.
Oh, so your head's still
there. Look, Pearl, we don't have much time. They could be coming back any minute now, okay?
It's okay, we all look like gods. Look, we have a uniform for you.
Oh, great.
I slide it through the bars.
I don't care what it takes. I just need to get out of here.
Gek!
I what?
I can't walk toward you.
Sorry.
Ask
you. Zero, what's happened to your feet?
I drank something. I was thirsty.
You have a problem.
I know. Ask him if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
Are you a good guy or a bad guy?
I do a handstand on my hand, and I spin around. My legs go like this. I go.
That's usually where they happen.
And I'm like, I'm a good guy, and I pose like this on the floor.
Mm. Oh, I'm convinced. Look at this man. He's really a good guy.
He's clearly a good guy.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Sandwich.
Hashtag potion Garrick's skin turns invisible.
What?
It was only a matter of time.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So
does that mean we can see your muscles and stuff under
else,
your skin?
Yeah. He's inside out boy now.
Whoa.
Okay. So, yeah.
Gross.
Teeth. Just teeth.
What a strange crew. I don't care though. Long as I get, we just need to escape now.
I have a plan. I have a plan.
We have to find things in here.
Yes, actually, we need your help if we're going to get you out of here. We need your assistance.
Well, I know. Do I know have I seen the inside of this building? Do I know them pretty well, or?
You've gotten to this.
Can I roll a knowledge, or?
Yeah. Okay.
Roll to see if I.
Roll.
Will that be knowledge or intelligent?
Knowledge. If,
Okay. That's going to be a nine.
Give me one moment. I have to retrieve something from my pack.
Of course.
Oh dear.
Are you taking a potion too?
All right. So, you
Oh, that.
Do you know what this is?
Can I roll maybe a knowledge history to see if like it's like historical or anything?
Okay.
All right. That's gonna be a 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as far as the knowing about the locations in here, you haven't really been to many more rooms than like here, a guest hall for captured citizens of the world. Like you're pretty much on like the lower level of security up here.
Okay.
So you have like an open common room where other people you've seen have gone. You know, there's like facilities to use and stuff to keep healthy. But apart from that, you haven't gone to any of the more secure levels.
Okay.
Hashtag Potion Garrick has cotton mouth.
I bet. Does anyone have anything to drink, perhaps?
No.
No.
They're dry.
I'm so sorry. Look, I don't know. I haven't seen much beyond this floor, okay? I know that there is a medical bays above and there are more security. We are on the lowest level, though, of the security bay. I don't recognize this item is what I'm saying.
But thank you for that. The item, you actually have seen... someone carry through by your door before, like you were watching it, and you're like, "Oh, that's interesting."
Security? Was it like a security?
No, it wasn't. It was like another scientist walked through with it.
Guy in a lab coat.
There was another person who walked by with something that looked similar to that. So definitely looking at something in here.
Was he an elf?
Did I see any like ears or anything?
What did you roll?
A 17.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, he was.
That must have been my father.
What is wrong with your mouth?
I just have the driest mouth thing. Oh. I'm just so dusty.
You should take your water skin out and drink from it.
I would love to.
I would give you mine, but I'm way over here.
Look,
and
let me out of here.
My feet are really heavy.
Let me help you.
Of course.
Hashtag potion, some dude's leg asleep.
Well, not mine.
I kind of feel like Naeem made me a promise he's not keeping.
I think you got to do.
Look at that.
Do you want to take it off?
No, I'm fine. I'm committed.
You take it
now.
Off. You take it off.
No, I'm committed.
Mister, what did your name?
My name's Yuki.
Hi, Yuki.
Hi, Yuki.
Hi, Yuki.
I need
my half-work.
So, okay,
I need you to shut up.
We are playing here.
To put this uniform on, please.
I grab it through the bars and I put on this. Fine, I put on the uniform.
Okay.
So now they think that you're one of them, stuck in a cell. They'll clearly open it now. God damn it! I need some
room. Who are they? We're alone in this room.
You said there may be guards coming soon.
No, what?
You said there may be guards coming
soon. Oh, guards coming soon.
Yes.
Do you think they're going to find the guy with no head a little weird?
No, I wear the right uniform.
What you know is when you've ever been given chance to go to the common rooms or anything, the doors just open and a voice says you can go somewhere.
Oh,
you've never seen other guards.
That's the thing. I've never seen other guards before. They're always watching though.
Where did we find these uniforms?
These are the lab coats. There's scientists, but there's no guards. What? There's someone always watching though. They probably see us right now. We have to get out of here.
Oh, let me
out
of the cell.
What?
I have no head.
You have a head. I like threw my the bar. I slap his head. See?
Oh, there it is.
There it is. It's there.
I feel it. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll take care of it in post.
Yeah, this is gonna look great on YouTube, guys.
Yeah. Come on, we just gotta get out of here right now before they see us. They probably already have.
Let's get him out of the bath, shall we?
I still can't move because my feet are so heavy and I'm so small. Tiny.
Are you good at picking locks, Elvira?
I'll pick you up and carry on my back.
I am good at picking locks.
Strength check, please.
Strength check? I'm a freaking half
orc. I'm working on the halfling. Two. You got two.
Last one, hashtag potion. Kyle Zero's potion is alcohol.
Strong. Get that out of your mouth. You don't know where that's been.
That. Yeah, you know, you don't know where that's been.
Really?
Is this the crotch part that's on my face?
Probably.
We don't really
that's
watch.
A crotch pipe.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It belongs to
Woof.
Kaiju.
Okay.
You look like someone shot a ninja turtle and just leaking all over the place.
No, you guys, it's gonna look good on YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay.
Is it? Nagin
said he's gonna put it in post.
Okay.
He's gonna fix it.
That's your nose, okay.
DM?
Yes. So, you.
I assume I take another potion out to try and remedy my fat feet.
Yes.
And I drink it. Yes. And it's just pure, underproof vodka. Yeah. Straight up.
So, yeah, for the next 5 minutes.
Like, is that alcohol?
It's a double shot.
Nice!
May I see it?
Yeah.
And I take the alcohol, I'm like, this is why you want me to join you now. And I like get out a mixer and I put some like berries I have stored and like and I shake and I flip and
you
I pull out
sugar?
A cup and I snap and the cup lands in my hand and I go voila, mademoiselle.
Ooh.
And I hand her this berry, triple berry, metropolitan.
Get him out of the cell right now! Right now!
All
right.
It's in a martini glass.
How do you want to get him out?
What? I was going to have her pick the lock.
Yeah,
I was going to
pick the lock. I'm drinking, but it's fine.
You can take
all locks.
Can't be broke.
What is happening?
Been a long time.
I have something in here somewhere. Sorry.
Look, all what? I'm saying is that I don't know where. Like, what's your name? I didn't catch any of your names.
I'm Garrick Nightshaper.
Garrick Nightflipper.
Nightshaper.
Nightshaper. I'm lighter, man.
Hashtag potion Yuki is British accent.
Lovely joiner.
Oh, Garrick Lightshaper, you say?
Oh, yes, now he understands.
Oh, yes.
I have lockpicks.
It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance, Garrick. And you.
Why does British make you 30 years old?
Hashtag potion of water leaking from ears.
Product again.
Also for you,
Yuki. Oh, nice.
Oh, yes.
Garrick. Garrick, drink that!
Garrick,
No!
You have a common mouth!
As a cook, you must be prepared to help
I got a nugget!
Oh, it's been a minute! Here you go! Here you go, Garrick, yes! Yes, take my ear water! Yes!
With the drink.
I get a plus 9.
That is so much better! Thank you for your help!
Yes, of course! Of course!
Cucumber, hashtag potion of only water breathing.
So, immediately you start gasping for air.
Oh dear! I just start pouring this on.
Yeah.
Yes! I suppose I should help fix this! I break free, I do a backflip off the wall, land on my hands, and do like a couple like somersaults, and I pull out a bowl. And I just ear leak into the bowl, and then I put it onto his head and like seal it tight.
Boom.
And then I squeeze my ear to stop the water.
I open it.
Okay.
Thank you, Yoroli.
I just want to know how all this is happening while the door isn't even open yet. That's what I want to know.
the bars.
How's the little bars?
Through the bars.
Through the bars.
Okay.
The feeding hole.
Yeah.
Sure. I picked the lock.
Yes, you did.
I did. I used my pencil.
So as this is all happening, and like they're doing their thing, and you're opening the door as they're still like putting their hands through the thing.
I like to think they move with the door.
Yeah, they move with the door, and they don't even realize that it's open yet.
Perfect.
Oh dear! Oh, thank you. What was your name? I didn't catch your name.
My name is Hilzira.
Ah, Hilzira. A beautiful name.
I know.
Hilzira Fastfoot, ironically.
I picked it. I know. I'm not too fast right now.
Quickly, I will help you find the root of this item. This way.
I pick her up on my back and we
run. Thank you.
Okay, so are you heading farther down the hall or are you heading back towards the elevator?
Towards the way we're supposed to go.
I saw the guy walk down the hall, right, with the piece. Like, when I saw him, they walked towards the elevator or down the hall?
You saw him walking back towards the elevator. So you think that he was actually, like, he was meeting with a colleague and then he kind of was talking with someone and walking away, like, showing it to someone.
Ooh, can I tap Lyra on the shoulder while we're running and I say, hey, can we go peek in all the doors and see what kind of animals are here? Because it was the magical creature's vault.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, I haven't seen them either.
Ma'am.
Let's go.
Can we, like, Scooby-Doo it?
I want to see what creatures there are.
Okay.
Tell me, Ryan, what creatures are there?
I know.
You know my love of animals.
I do.
It's a monster tour!
Hey, Ryan.
A
monster tour, yeah.
How long does my potion last?
5 minutes.
Has it been 5 minutes?
Yeah.
That means my feet are normal, because we got our potions at the same size.
Yeah.
Fine.
Hey, you're free.
Oh, look at that.
That's what he looks like, for reals.
Well, I saw your head. How did you do that? That was magnificent, if I do say.
It was an accident.
Most things he does are.
You've been in this hallway too long. It's hashtag skinless Joe time.
Oh, God.
Advance the story. Joe, or not.
I'm ready.
No.
All right, here's the first thing that happens.
We see animals?
The gills that are on Cucumber suddenly go away. He starts drowning in the fish bowl.
No!
I point and laugh.
Yeah?
Matt's character now must be even older. Yuki is very British and very, very old. Ancient, even.
You're an ancient monk now.
Okay, great.
And he doesn't make a better drink than me, goddammit. Now.
We'll see about that.
Right, our minks.
Yeah? No!
You cool.
Yeah, I'm cool. I love you, man.
Heal Zira.
What?
Your feet begin to swell again.
No!
But they gain extra joints. So you're like a little treadmill tank sort of situation.
Ugh. Fine with it.
Can I free Joe someday? Can I free you someday?
No, he's on parole. He has to be good.
No.
Don't do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Wait, never mind. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
It gets like that.
I understand why, but oh my God.
Do I still have time?
Nope.
No, you're done.
Not God yet. Damn it.
You spent half of your time yelling, do it.
It's true. All right.
I'm going to call you Shia LaBeouf now.
What?
Do it.
Shia LaBeouf.
Because like Disturbia. Right?
Of course, one where he just said do it a lot in a video.
That makes sense.
Shia LaBeouf.
Hashtag potion of magical creature taming for Amber.
Ooh.
That's like
the lights that just popped in there.
That's okay. Do you know why? Because now I have that potion, and I have my ring of animal influence that I have, that I found because I lived on the streets and I picked people's pockets, Ryan. I can explain it. Just like I found my boots.
What?
Fuck. Hashtag potion of terrible. Unstoppable eyeball flatulence.
Oh!
Whoa!
Eyeball flatulence.
Oh, 300.
That's our first song.
Hey!
Yay!
I thought the sound you were making was like a horn.
No, it was woohooing.
It was funny.
Well, I have a little piece of metal.
Why do you always get to pick this?
Well, because no one else was doing it.
Oh, okay.
We weren't celebrating.
Fine.
Go, go, go.
I had a little piece of metal.
Metal.
Don't know where it came from. I gathered up my friends to find my father's end. And we ended up with a receptionist and a little monk and a bit of skunk and a little bit of apple flatulence. A little bit of apple flatulence.
Just a little bit more.
Stop running, little fishbone. Actually, I should be dying. She's now a teen, she can barely walk, but she gets rocked by the power of gangsters. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
I, like, couldn't add to that, so I just sat here and enjoyed it.
I couldn't find the harmony in it, but it was great.
Me neither.
It was free. It was free form. It was great.
By the way, I start drowning in my fishbowl. Oh, thank you.
Buddy. Oh, yeah, I start drowning.
Yeah, it looks like he's drowning. Let me help you. Can you please? Out of the water.
Where did the fishbowl come from?
It was just a bully head in his room.
Okay, that's it.
Now, I believe I saw him go that way.
And so as you...
Well, I must say, you look like fish since the last time I saw you.
Oh, dear.
It could be the fishbowl, but am I wrong?
No. When did that happen?
It might be the lighting in this place.
Fortune hashtag summons the Goblin King.
Wow. How's that work?
It's not
Jareth a potion that summons Jareth.
Oh, is it a potion? That...
No, it's hashtag summon.
I think he meant potion, and that could be whatever you want it to be. Maybe.
Oh my god, it could be like a toy.
Maybe it's like that, or like he can drink it once and like make it help once or something. I don't know. That's you.
Eyeball flatulence.
He could drink it and automatically he's dressed as Jareth.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's
with his beautiful mullet and sick pads.
Yeah.
Pants.
So, Lydar.
Stop. This is
great. Eyeball flatulence.
Can I try? Can I try?
Do it.
No, eyeball flatulence.
Oh, sorry.
It's hard.
All right. So, Lydar, you take a potion from your backpack.
Yeah.
And immediately your orcish hair sprouts into white, like, standing straight up hair.
Blonde mullet.
Blonde mullet, yes.
Sparkly blonde mullet.
And you just kind of glitter and are beautiful.
And you have sick eyebrows.
Tra-la-la! Nothing! Nothing!
Nothing!
Tra-la-la!
Say, Lydar, I heard something about a baby not too long ago.
Do you remind
me of the babe?
What babe?
The babe with the power.
What power?
The power of voodoo.
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 What? I my baby.
Yes.
My baby.
What were inside of the cages again?
Yeah, I want to see the edible while I still have my potion.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I walk up to Cumber and go, I want to check out my bulge.
What?
Wow. they
he's a goblin.
That is exactly what he meant.
Yeah.
He meant
that for children.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The 80s was barely a different
It's because
time.
A lot of the goblins are crotch height, and so if they were to run into him, he needs a cup.
I comb my luscious blonde hair.
You look so confident right now.
I'm fixing my makeup.
You know?
Oh, hey, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, creatures.
Creatures.
The yes. Bog of eternal
You see, in the next room you go to, you see... When you look in, you just see little balls
Sarah.
Of light.
Cute.
Glowing. And you see one just kind of like... fly up to the window and look at you.
Is it a ball of light or is it a fairy?
It's a little pixie.
Oh, cute. So cute.
Okay,
it's just looking at you. It's just...
That's a lot of things to keep track of.
Chunk. Hashtag potion of endless cookie cream.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
It's pretty funny. Cookie. It's a little funny.
It's a little
Sarah,
funny.
Give me a cookie!
Do we have 13 hours to get you a cookie?
And you want a cookie, as she says that.
I want a cookie!
You're looking at the pixie. I'm going to turn around and just go pull out. I have like a little bit of it's like a little bit of flour, and I'm going to like mash up into a bowl and just like it kind of comically appears, you know? And then I you see my fists kind of ignite like, and then instantly the cookies are like perfect. And I have a bunch of cookies.
Cookies!
No.
There's your self-respect.
I do things for money. That's my job.
Oh, we need a cursed item as well.
Yes, and yeah. I've been trying to get to it.
You're doing great, man.
Don't know.
You're doing great.
What? Ryan's so sad and offended.
Okay, fine.
You
hear a latch behind you open.
Oh, shit.
Oh, a latch behind me is opening.
The door on the other side of the hallway now stands open before you.
Oh, cool. Well, this is
a much larger door than the ones that the pixies are hiding behind.
Oh, guys, it's going to be like a minotaur.
Well, it's a big door.
They know we're here.
Void chunk hashtag potion cookies taste like poo.
Oh no!
What?
Sarah! Cookie! Tastes like poo! Sarah!
Just to be clear, that's like your taste buds, not my baking. Right.
Yeah, okay.
We don't know. He's the only one eating them.
Would you like a cookie?
I would like to try one of these cookies. No, they're quite good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Thank you very
much. New flavors for no one.
They're like perfectly not too crunchy, not too chewy.
As well as
what? The stars.
The,
stars. Move the stars for no one.
Up, a little hole in the ceiling opens, and a little orb falls down in front of you.
Into his hand, and then he juggles
No,
them?
It lands on the ground.
Like, so, oh,
have I seen this at all?
I know where this is.
You've never seen this contraption come out before.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
As the world falls down.
Falling.
Oh, that's... No.
That's why I said it falls into his hand, he starts juggling three of them.
No, this one, it's like a steel cage ball. As it comes down to the ground, you see now, stepping from the darkness that was this room, you see, stepping into the light is this long, yellowish claw of an arm.
Oh, dear. Lido, you're done eating shit cookies. Could you please go check that out for me? Hilvira, please accompany him.
Oh my god. Stop it!
Thank you for the cookie. You're perfectly fine.
You're very welcome. Clients heard us.
I would like, I'd like to approach the creature. The orb.
And, yours is fine.
I'm going to try and communicate with it.
The orb? Or the
with the orb.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yes, no, sorry. The orb that came.
So you're going to grab the orb?
Yeah, I would like to.
Okay. So you immediately grab the orb. And you... Are suddenly sucked inside of it.
Oh no!
You're Michael Crichton's sphere!
Oh no, our friend we barely met!
Oh no!
But he
made drinks and cookies!
He made drinks and cookies!
And so it kind of swells up and envelops you. But you still can breathe and everything, you're entombed in this metallic sphere that's all the metal is swirling around you.
What's happening?
We don't know where to go.
Can they hear me?
They can.
Oh, cookie!
Nothing.
Nothing. They can hear you.
It's a trap! Run! It's a trap!
And as that happens, the creature starts stepping closer and closer. As it comes out.
Is the creature cute?
Depends on if you think a brain with four arms is cute.
They're not particularly.
It could be.
Roll nature checks, all of you.
Roll for
you
cuteness.
Cookie.
Got a two. It's not cute.
It's not very cute. It's kind of dripping and like.
Am I rolling a nature check?
Yeah.
Are all of us rolling a nature
check? I got 14.
Okay.
All of us.
And don't forget, our uniforms give us plus 5 AC.
Kenny! No, Luke, you're back. You can get my dice.
I have a house rule at my house where if it falls off the table, you call Jumanji, you take it.
Ooh, it's a 20.
Yeah, it's fun.
I like put it up as a 20.
Oh, but he didn't call Jumanji, so.
14, 13, 7. So I got 7, he got 14, and Cucumber got 13.
For what?
Nature.
Plus 0.
Nature.
You got 7 or 17?
7. Plus 7. 1.
I got plus 2.
8. And you got what was it again?
It was a 14.
14. So you got 15, Cucumber.
15 plus. Is that with the plus?
So with the plus.
Damn it.
Alright, so with the plus, Cucumber's the only one who knows what this is. It's probably something your dad has talked about since you were studying nature.
Once told me about this.
Magical items.
What is it?
This is a very dangerous creature called an intellect devourer.
Everyone stand back. It's an intellect devourer. Don't worry, Lydar. I think you're safe.
From inside, I try and punch it. Just like try and see if it reacts to my...
I forgot. I'm talking to you. From inside, can I try and Fury of Blows? I would like to use a key for the day to try and Fury of Blows it to with my legs, with my legs, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. PM? Yeah. How much more time to my potions?
It's out. At least the eye flash
one. One more.
Eye flash.
You've run so long, you've run so far. Your eyes can be so cruel.
Oh.
Because they fart.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay,
so I got 18.
Yes, your chore.
That's with bonuses.
Okay.
Bonuses?
Bonuses.
So you...
This is what we've come to, folks.
Season 2.
Right?
Highbrow comedy.
So...
That was a good time to
You gotta push through it, Ryan. You gotta
Don't
push
let
through
them
it.
Get to you.
Don't let them distract you, Ryan.
You got this.
The intellect devourer. Oh, sorry. It was about you. Hot shots at the sphere as it's swirling around you, but every single you punch the chain out and it swirls out farther and then it just comes right back in. It doesn't seem to be taking damage the way you were hoping.
And I'm just stuck in here.
Yep.
Tight.
Can I go walk over to the sphere and see if I can figure out how to open it?
Yeah.
Is it?
How do you want?
How close is it to the monster?
20 feet.
Oh shit. Okay. Well, if you're going to get it, be careful. I mean, I won't do it, but good on you.
Can I go?
Nope.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Hashtag potion intellect, the devourer now farts.
Thank you, everybody.
That's you, Ryan.
That's not a character.
Yes, it is.
It's an NPC.
It's a character in the story.
You know the brain's fart hole. Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
You said not players, characters.
Yes,
I do believe that he is a character in the story.
You did this to yourself.
NPC,
you should have known that people were going to make your intellect devour fart.
Next week, additional rules.
That's right.
Everyone farts, though. So
everyone does.
True. Yeah. Okay. I know what I want to do now.
Everybody farts.
I would like. Everybody. Yeah, I'm actually going to play the game while they sing.
Oh, okay.
So I would like to go up to this thing and, kind of use my years of pickpocketing skills and, getting into things I probably shouldn't have.
Okay.
My insight of those.
All right.
Do an insight check.
Okay.
Please, on what I think might work. And then I want to try to, I think it might work if I go for the little whatever crack is in it and try and pry it open.
All right, roll it and check.
Insight.
Roll an investigation check.
Oh, damn it! I wanted to use insight. Nah, investigation's okay.
Guys, fart jokes never get old. No matter how old you are.
It's an 11 plus 4 is 15.
Okay, so you think you you think you find what the mechanism might be, and you go and grab it. Immediately, you and Yuki switch places.
What?
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Oh, guys!
I have an idea.
I do too. From inside. Might be the same idea.
Please.
What is it? What are you looking at?
Initiatives, please.
Initiative.
Do I roll as well?
Initiative!
I love it when the GM says that.
I'm thinking.
So now you're out of the ball?
He is.
I'm not. I'm in the ball.
Do you?
I got a 16 plus 3 is 19, so I got a 19.
Ball into the 13. Mind thing, the
he got a
thing.
17 plus, I don't know.
Plus wow. For what?
For initiative.
Oh,
he got 17.
4. No, 1.
18.
Okay.
He got a 9.
Plus 2, 11.
Cool. Sweet.
11.
11!
11!
Sweet. All right. Say right. So, you are still inside the ball. Well, you now find yourself inside the ball. You're just like, this is not where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where you find yourself. What do you want to do?
I go, hey, Yuki, are you on the outside now?
Oh, it seems I'm on the outside and you're in my place on the inside.
Why do you sound like Keanu Reeves?
I got old.
A little bit.
It seems that this building's affecting reality.
I have an idea for this creature thing. Hey, so when I touched the part on, and I describe where the part is that I touched.
Okay.
I don't know where you learned this. When I touched that mechanism, do you see it?
Do we see it?
Do they see the mechanism that I'm describing that I touched?
Oh, inside?
No, on the ball. I said, don't touch it, but look at it.
Yes, they,
Do they see it?
Roll investigation checks for them.
2 and an 8. Would you like to roll, Yuki?
Yuki? It was an investigation?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's going to be a 4.
So, Cucumber, you got an 8. Do you have any modifiers?
That's plus 5.
Hey, right. 13. Okay, so you see it. I'm like, you see it.
So the button is what put you in there?
Don't touch it.
So don't touch the button, but I can touch the ball.
No, don't touch any of it.
Don't touch any of it.
Get the creature.
I want to switch places with you and the creature.
No!
No.
I throw it at the creature. You pop out, it pops in. That's
yes,
my idea.
Get the creature to touch that part of the ball.
Okay.
Not anybody else, because then you'll come in here and switch the places.
I might have a spell for this. I haven't done magic in so long. I know what I would like to do.
Okay. DM.
It's not your turn.
That's fine.
Fine, then. We're in combat now.
Rhyme with authority.
Okay, who's first?
Well, it was Amber's turn, so she used it to relay information.
I did. Because I can't do anything.
It is now Yuki's turn.
That's you.
You're Yuki.
I'm looking at it, see if I have anything that could... Okay, I'm going
you shouldn't
to...
be looking at that while you're here on a show, Matt. That's,
I'm looking at it. It's my skill sheet.
Literally,
it's my skill sheet.
I'm so disappointed.
Oh, my God.
Right now.
I don't think we're filtered. My internet filters in this place.
I mean, we're all here to be professionals and do a show, Matt. What is this shit?
This is my character sheet.
I don't think so.
Oh my god.
Your character doesn't wear many clothes.
I would like to delay action. May I delay my action? Okay. And as, what are you preparing? If I see, I'd like to just prepare another fury of kicks. If I see anything, creatures or anything that looks like it would attack, come out when he triggers it whenever they finish their turns. So I'm gonna ready an attack.
Okay, so are you readying for other creatures or for the intellect devourer to come out?
The intellect devourer to come out.
Okay,
yeah.
Just check. Okay, so you're waiting for that to come. It is now Lydar's turn.
Lydar?
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Oh, So how do I get the monster to touch that thing?
Good luck.
Well, I had an idea, but I got shut up by the fucking DM, didn't I?
Okay, well, I'm just gonna attack this guy in the meantime.
Okay,
I'm gonna jump up in the air and go, foof, and toss him my Captain America shield. Captain Lydar shield.
Oh, yeah, the Captain America shield?
Yeah.
Were you not watching the show last? Oh, no, you
were. I was
there
in Boston.
On vacation.
He's
in Boston. Yeah. You should come next time.
Okay, am I invited?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can fit in my suitcase.
Nice.
That came out terribly, and I meant that in like the best way possible.
Oh, you must be a puppet, so you fit in a cage. No. That's what you wanted to say, didn't you?
Yeah, our people belong in a box.
No,
with a latch on it.
No.
God, You know, I thought you were one of the good ones, man.
I know! I'm sorry!
Don't touch me!
Okay, I'm sorry!
It's okay, everybody gets one.
He knows better.
Yeah, you're alright.
Alright. I do know
Thank
better.
Thank you, Naeem.
I do know
Thank
better.
Thank you for spreading the truth.
What does it say?
Something about underwear? What?
You want to pack me with the underwear? With my underwear?
That's kind of intimate.
No, sure. You look happy. Sure. Let's keep going.
Yes.
Okay, well, what did I hit?
You had a 9.
A 9. Plus 4.
13.
13. Okay. Awesome. You did some damage.
1d8 plus 4.
5 plus 4 is 9.
9.
9 damage. Okay.
Nice. Muy, muy.
Mm-hmm. Muy, muy nice. It probably caused more damage than 1d8 plus 4.
Huh? What?
I thought it caused more damage than that. No, just
1d8
plus
4. 1d8
plus 8. 1d8 plus 8.
All right.
That's
so
not
you,
4.
You do do some 4. Damage 1d8 plus 4. To it. And yes, it as you...
Ryan
They're
can't
getting
get
deeper.
Past the
focus,
wins.
Focus.
You got this.
Eyes on the prize, DM.
As you...
The brown, smudgy prize.
You give it some damage. It lets out a rapturous roar.
Yeah, like that?
Like that.
No! Is that what that says? No! Get that out of here!
It's the truth.
Get that out of here! I don't hate!
Acceptance
I love
is the
friends.
First step.
No! It's not true! Naeem! Naeem, this is false! This is bullshit!
Dang. So angry.
I don't know. There
you
it is.
You think you know somebody.
No, Amber, I don't hate them!
No, you're just severely
I'm
racist.
I'm not the person.
No, I'm not.
I'm not the person.
Yeah, oh, I don't hate them. I just think they belong in the bag.
Oh, my God.
Kawazi.
Hashtag potion Garrick shapeshifts to master Xehanort.
What?
Garrick shapeshifts to master
Xehanort. Help.
Do I transform into Xehanort from Kingdom Hearts?
No, Garrick does.
Or Garrick?
I do, but
Garrick,
I never played
Kingdom
it.
Hearts, oh.
Okay. Who's this character?
Okay, so he's this dude with, like, long, white, silver hair.
Oh, that guy.
He's wearing, like, a black hooded cloak.
He looks like a Final Fantasy character.
Yeah, he's basically, yeah, that's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks pretty
what
cool.
What does he sound like, though?
Kingdom Hearts.
Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
You sound like an old wizard. You sound like Dumbledore.
Well, which one?
First one.
Richard
no.
Harris?
No, not Richard Harris. Michael Gambon.
Michael Gambon?
Yeah.
Wait, wait, wait.
Oh, what the
Not the
Goblin
of the Fire Line. All
right, I'll figure it out. Let's go.
That was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's the only Michael Gambon line he knows because it's the only one he ever says.
It's the only good one he ever said.
Okay. So it is now. It is now Garrick's turn.
Who?
Yours.
Yours.
Mine.
Yours.
Okay, what I would like to... Oh, sorry. What I would like to do is use my dancing lights to try to bait the beast to the little Pokeball thing that's happening here.
Okay.
It's a cantrip, so it happens.
Hashtag potion Yugi hates Garrick. Lagdar.
What?
You hate both of them.
That's a potion?
For 5 minutes.
Okay.
For 5 minutes, you just don't like them. Like, you got really hungry, and so you're just mad at the world. So you're
I'm hangry, yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. This is now going to be the place of all this game.
Dancing lights, you idiot!
Well, there is totally going to work.
I do it in going.
You shut up! You old bridges man, you!
Your bow!
Your bow?
Your bow!
Can you guys hurry up out there and get me out of here?
Listen, man, I said what I'm gonna do, and the DM hasn't told me what happened yet.
Right, because I'm trying to think of what I want you to roll.
Well, I mean, he did say he was a good guy, but I mean, we also just met him. So
I can't believe I'm with you two.
Now listen, I've got a really cool glove and a bald head and a really awesome stone patch.
I want him to roll a deception.
Three.
Hmm. Okay.
Uh-oh.
What kind of check? To deception.
Deception.
Deception?
Yeah.
Yes. Not inception.
Plus three.
So six?
Yeah.
I also right. get plus three.
Okay. So as you do that, you get the idea that it's looking at you.
as you cast the dancing lights.
Yeah.
And you immediately, your eyesight starts to go fuzzy.
Uh-oh.
Boys and girls.
I need you to make an intelligence saving throw.
Oh, no.
8 plus
5.
13.
All right. That is just enough.
Now we know.
He tried to make me blind. I can't settle on a voice for this guy. He looks weird.
Do Gandalf.
It's good
enough. Yeah. Okay. So it sounds like
kind
of sexy.
Sexy Gandalf.
Okay.
So it looks trying to rob you. I'm trying to help.
It tries to. Really good, yeah. It tries to reach out with its mind, but when you seem to be able to shrug it off, it immediately just shrieks in your head, and it starts and it goes after you.
Oh my god!
I'm sorry!
You take 5 slashing damage as it reaches out with its claw and attacks you.
You're at 4 hit points.
Ooh, you're gonna die soon.
I don't feel so well.
Alright, so we are now back up to.
You don't look so well.
Your mother doesn't look so well.
God, how do I get out of here?
Believe me, I know.
I don't.
Can I try to investigate and see, like, if there's anything in there that could possibly, like, get me out?
You can try.
That's a no. That's a 2.
You don't find
nothing.
Nothing.
Get right. Shit.
So that was your action?
Yeah.
Up to you, Yuki.
Well.
Do something.
I mean, I was readying my attack.
Yes.
So yeah. Did I just waste that?
Well, actually, no, because I'll give you 2 attacks, because he got hit by something that attacked, and you should have immediately got a reactionary.
Great. So I would like to swing at what attacked lead LiDAR.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and use my unarmed strike. That's going to be 14.
Okay. 14 to hit.
To hit.
Great.
Hit.
That's D6.
All right.
All right, that's going to be 8.
8 damage.
Noise. You want to mess with these people, who I guess I don't like. You're going not to mess with me.
Fair, fair.
That happens.
All right, so now, then immediately you get to go again, because you...
I'm just going to... I want to, like, kind of somersault and, like, kind of kick from above, like, with my back leg. Just... like drop hammer him on the back labs. I guess we'll be another
drunken master.
Your mom's in the chat.
Ooh, what?
It's not my mom.
She says she wants to know what I said about her. I said I know. What did I say?
I don't remember.
Cucumber's mom's in the
chat. This one's going
to
be 21.
Sorry, Mrs. Cucumber.
21 will hit.
Excellent. And that's going to be 6 damage.
Okay.
You guys notice how much table space Matt takes up?
Am I taking up a lot?
Dude, you're taking a whole lot more than any other guy
before. Well, I was gonna use your tablet, but we didn't know how to. It wasn't letting us log into my character sheet, so I had to use my laptop.
You know what that sounds like, Matt? A bunch of fucking excuses.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair.
Right. The truth continues, Matt.
So, yeah. How? So you bring your head. Or not your head.
My back leg.
Your back leg. Straight down on top, and it just sinks straight into the crevice of the brain, right in the center, and it just splits in half, and it falls to the ground.
And I like to take some, as I like recover from my somersault kick, I'd like to take a piece of the brain and pull out, throw it into the air, pull out a little frying pan, and... And like make little tacos, like I messed up tacos out of it.
Tacos.
All right, cool. So you do so.
All right, great. Here you go. Even though you didn't do anything, I'm really bad at being mean. It's hard. Yes.
You could really taste the anger and hatred of these tacos, but they're so delicious.
Messy.
Did it die?
Yeah.
Did it die?
It died.
Hey guys.
Now you're stuck in there.
Hey guys, did you kill it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you drag its body over and like
Yeah.
Sure.
On the big one. I'll pick
touch
up his body.
Thank you, Lida.
Touch it over to that thing. Boop. Because body ain't gone.
Please.
Okay, so we want to touch it to the... Okay, let's go. To the, no, okay,
they attach it to the space that I touched before.
Yep, yep. Odds or evens?
Evens.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh
oh!
If you
still in there?
Huh? No, hold on. Damn it, I'm gonna do an Adam Calavalli.
Okay.
If you knew that you got the right answer.
Ah, fuck! I don't want. No, I hate when he does that.
Would you change the die, or would you want me to reroll?
Reroll.
Okay. You're still in there.
Damn it!
It's nice being you, Garrick.
Maybe the way to pick this thing up, because maybe if we put it in a bag and don't touch it to our skin or something.
Guys, I don't want to be in here anymore. It's very dark.
What? I thought you'd be having a ball.
This might be kind of weird.
Not funny.
Hey!
Oh, I like that one, Waka, even though I don't think you're funny.
Waka.
By now, you're British accent.
I'm confused too. So, it's been 5 minutes.
Probably.
Yuki, your British accent would have faded by now.
Oh!
No, that was a Joe DM power.
No, the potion for British accent was.
Oh yeah, but you're still old.
You're still old.
Yeah,
you made
you're
you older.
I'm still old. Okay, I'm back, baby.
Baby, what kind of old person is that?
I'm got another spry. Wow. I'm very good spring in my step. Come on, let's go with my plan.
All right, so I'm going to try. So the head, the brain.
Yes.
Is there an open cavity that's big enough to kind of put it into the ball to like move the ball with us? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Use it as
yeah,
a bag.
You could.
Yeah, like a little bag.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
So describe how you put the head around the ball.
I'm going to like just.
You suck.
Well, you're not making it better. Tell us more.
I'm gonna just pull it open and like get with the ball like floating there. I'm just gonna kind of flop it onto the ball. And hopefully it doesn't eat the head. You know what I mean?
This is what happens when you go on this website so much.
Oh my god. It's my character sheet. Okay. Oh my god. I'm curious to see if it sucks that in too.
Whoa!
Why don't you just Google it? You're halfway there.
Oh my god. Oh my. Ryan, what happened?
It fits.
Okay, great. All right. I keep wanting to go back to British.
You can just go back to British. It's okay.
Let's take this upstairs.
Why does your British sound French?
Let's take this upstairs. We can probably get some answers from the people upstairs. Let's go in. They can find out about this. They can probably get your friend out, and we can.
Please get me out.
All right, that sounds good. Wait, we tried. We tried everything.
You guys, all I wanted to do was see the animals.
The ball into a cage with the pixie, then we could swap out the pixie.
But they're not Cornish pixies.
that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
I didn't hear his idea.
Good idea.
We would like to open up the cage with the pixie.
Okay.
Open all the cages.
Open all the cages, because fun. And then I would like to throw the head with the ball at the pixie so that it swaps places with her.
Okay. Okay.
She'll be fine.
So.
Pixies.
Few things are gonna happen.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
You can't do them all in at the same time.
Fine, they just do the
You guys
pixies.
Will all have to coordinate your affairs.
Okay. I'll get the pixie cage. Just be ready for me, okay?
Alright.
Guys, don't open all the doors at once. Look and see what's in them first so you know that they're nice.
We'll do the pixie one. The pixies.
The pixies.
Okay. So, I want you To roll a dexterity check. And then I want you to also make a strength check.
I don't know who
check.
He's talking to.
Me?
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
A strength check from me?
Not from you, Garrick.
Okay.
Me?
You're doing dexterity check for...
18.
18? Okay.
Ooh, 19.
All right.
Me?
So,
it's my good die.
To get the time... Yes.
Me?
You guys get the timing just right where you find the lever... to the cage for the pixies, and you turn it down, and immediately the pixies start swarming out. At the same time, you pick up the brain ball, and you shove it into the direction that all the pixies are coming out.
I go
okay,
because I'm flying now.
Yeah, and immediately you collide with like 10 pixies.
Oh, poor baby.
And they just switch places with you. You continue flying into the room. And the brain ball just kind of stops and lands on the ground, but it's now just containing like a dozen balls of light just swarming and like bouncing into the sides trying to get out.
Listen! Hey! Listen! Here. Hey! Look!
Yeah. I would like to do a flip so that I like stop myself and land.
Dexterity saving throw.
Why is it dexterity and not acrobatics, fool?
It's a saving throw because you're landing.
I got
not
17
prone.
Anyway.
So you didn't.
I'm trying to use my better things.
You make your great 3-point hero landing.
Excuse me.
Yes, I do.
You get one more.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, ma'am.
Yep.
Talked about this. okay, so you are out of the ball.
Yes. No, guys.
You're welcome.
You obviously didn't listen to me.
Yuki? I keep wanting to call you Shori, but it's Yuki.
I've been known by many names.
So
you can call me
whatever while they're talking, I'm going to go look in all the pages.
Okay, good. Also, as you're walking away, you see like different pixies touching the ball and then immediately going inside, and other pixies popping out, and you just...
Poor baby.
Oh, they don't know what's happening.
They don't
understand.
Figure it out. That's not what
they
we're here for.
They don't understand.
That's
they're
not what we're here for.
No, they're going to be stuck forever.
Lighthouse, your employer.
They're going to be stuck there forever.
I demand you leave the pixies alone. We must continue forth.
We have to continue.
We have to continue.
We've been in this room for very long.
For far too fucking long. Let's go.
For an entire hour and a half.
Fine. Misogana.
Okay.
Misogana.
So there's only one more door that you see in this level.
Look, it's that one.
Let's go.
And as you peek inside, you just see a blobby mass. It's whatever is in here. It seems to be asleep. But it's like this pink fleshy blob that's...
Is it like slimy blob, or is it like furry blob?
It's not slimy. It's more like a the surface of someone's tongue.
Oh,
okay. Have I seen this being escorted in?
No.
Okay.
Do I know what this is?
Arcana check.
Uh-oh.
12. Plus one. 13.
13? It's not something you've ever come across.
I would like to also make an arcana check, please. This is my expertise, after all.
Six.
Plus five.
11.
11!
All of them! You possibly have heard what this might be. You think it might be something called a gibbering mouther.
I got a 13 and I didn't know what it was.
Sorry, what
was
it?
It's a gibbering mouther.
I got a 13 and I didn't know what it was, but he gets an 11 and he knows what it is.
But he's also trained in it.
That's how about me? How about me? I want to do it. I'm going to try.
Okay.
But
12.
Plus three.
Plus three?
Yeah.
15.
Yes.
So what happens?
Are you trained in Arcana?
No, but I have a plus three to Arcana.
Okay. Still doesn't mean that you know this what this is.
Fine. Why'd you make me roll then?
Point. You wanted to roll.
He this let guy. You roll.
What's it called?
It's a gibbering what?
Mouther.
Mouther.
No,
Mouther?
I don't like that name. I don't like that name. Let's go.
We'll leave it. Quickly. To the elevator.
To the next thing.
So, you run over to the elevator.
Look at the pixie.
And you try and put the key card back up to the little blue gem that's on the wall. Mm-hmm. And the door is open, but no elevator is there to greet you. It's just a straight shaft.
A straight what?
Shaft. Oh, fuck you.
Whoa!
I just didn't hear you. I just really wanted the description of what was going on.
Ryan, that was really vulgar, man.
Yeah, man. That's so inappropriate.
Jesus. Yes, like, really.
This is a family show, Ryan.
For sure. Kids.
Yeah.
Me made for our kids. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
We do it for you.
We actually have teachers that assign this as homework.
Mm-hmm. Really?
No.
Oh. I believe it.
I know, I'm really
good
at lying.
As you look into the abyss that is the elevator shaft, that is where we will take a break.
Yay!
Whoa! Look great!
Hello, and welcome to Dungeon Incorporated. We appreciate your interest in the roguelike program and your willingness to participate in our clinical trials. At Dungeon Incorporated, we value data above all else. It is data that we need and data that brings you here today.
Remember to take your medication.
Using the patented roguelike EEG system, we will subject you, willingly of course, to a simulation generated by our extensive analyst focus group. These simulation scenarios will extract your brainwaves, data, and log them into our ever-growing roguelike database. Your brain and creative reaction to our voluntary scenarios will help us at Dungeon Incorporated to create the ideal role-playing game scenario.
Don't forget to take your medication.
Voluntarily. The roguelike system building a better RPG with the voluntary use of your brain, data, at Dungeon Incorporated.
Great. So make sure you click. You do the. You what?
Wow. What did
they
do,
man? Guys, Loot Crate is sponsoring the show. So if you go ahead, all you have to do is click on the link in the chat. You can use discount code HYPER for 10% off your next Loot Crate. All you got to do is click on that link. It really helps us out.
Yeah.
And you get to get some sweet gear for super cheap. So.
Yeah. And Cucumber gets to keep his job. Yeah. His non-paying gear.
Just click it.
It's for the exposure.
For the exposure.
Dude, I'll buy you some dinner.
I used to get in trouble for exposure.
I believe that.
Also, one more thing. Guess what? If you would like to get yourself a chunk of cucumber sticker, like the one Matt has on his computer, head over to our Etsy shop. So our perception check Etsy top at rollforhotness.com.
Rollforhotness.com.
I need to...
Or search perception check on Etsy. Either one.
Cucumber, right. yours is coming.
Yeah. We gave it to you.
No, it's not. it's coming. Also, don't forget, guys, we have some incentives, so you can interact with the show as well. Every $20, you can do generate a
potion.
Hashtag potion, which will generate from all the potions you guys submitted. It's a four-word potion. I'm so sorry. It's a four-word potion. That describes the physical something that changes to one of the characters. For $50, you can do a GM override from one of the players. We can have it. I haven't had it yet. Yeah. Everyone hasn't had it yet. Yes. I have not had GM powers yet. I haven't had it yet. I'm good. It's gonna happen. I feel it.
Sure.
Then I
don't like you enough.
I guess not. I mean, you guys are so lovable.
Only,
you know.
Well, only Cucumber and Skinless Joe have gotten GM powers today.
Yeah, Chunk hasn't gotten it either.
I know.
Not either.
Yeah.
And for $100, you get to tell us what happens next. Use the hashtag meatbags. And just literally, you get a one sentence to tell us what happens next. You get to be GM for one sentence.
Yeah, we're 160 away from the next. That's the one with the...
Cursed items.
Yes.
They'll pull a cursed item from the chest. So these are things that you have suggested to screw with us. Mm-hmm. These are cursed items that are going to follow us around for the evening. And every time we also hit that goal, we're all going to come up with a song for you. What was that face, Ryan?
Nothing. That was some EDM stuff right there, man. That was sweet.
EDM?
Yeah.
Electric Daisy Man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Daisy Man.
Electronic dance music.
I like Electric Daisy Man.
That was close.
What?
Naeem. I just saw the overlay, Naeem. First off, change this. Whatever this is. Change this.
No, it speaks the truth.
It does not.
It only speaks the truth.
It only speaks the truth.
Hey,
no, you got me singing it. No, you know I can't help. I can't not sing the song.
Oh, really? Everyone, give it up for America's favorite bonnet bread.
Not yet.
Look at this whole other bread.
Lafayette, and they're gonna stop it. Lafayette!
Go to France for more funds. I come back with more guns.
Yeah,
and
shit.
Okay, enough
helmets.
No, Ryan,
we're done.
Giant.
The moment's over.
We you came and threw away your shot.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice, dude. Okay.
It's like my shirt. I'm not throwing away my sock. Hey! Oh, Dobby! He's like, because it's Dobby. That's funny.
Okay. So, you are standing in front of the open elevator shaft.
Oh, that's right.
It's your turn.
I would like to take a quick look down.
Okay.
And then a quick look up.
Is there? Okay. Are we like in a middle level, or are we on the bottom level, or the top level? Like, what level are we on?
When he
the lower level, right?
Well, you are low level security.
Gotcha.
Not the lowest level of the building.
Okay.
You know, simple. What?
I spit down the shaft.
We listen.
How long does it take?
Yeah,
listen. Perception check.
All of us?
If you're listening.
Yes, okay. I'm listening.
4, 2, 20.
Yeah. And a 13.
Okay. My spit, I hear it. I know what it sounds like.
Sure. You. So you turn your ear out and try and focus really hard to as the silence gets to you. You stand there for 5 minutes.
That's a long time.
And wow. Looks like there's got to be many floors in this place.
And then after a while, you hear...
I feel like you wouldn't even hear it after 5 minutes.
A really
minutes.
Heavy spittle.
He's a half-orc.
Gotta hydrate more.
So yeah, and then you just hear it echoing up the chamber to you.
Well,
that's
a long way down.
I mean, there is another thing at the end of the hallway, correct?
No.
Okay.
There would be a room, like, you know that it goes to the common room, but it doesn't go anywhere else from there.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. We're going to have this Toy Story head up the shaft.
That's the housing of that, too.
There is two cables that are running the length of the shaft.
There are two cables.
Yes. And as you look up...
Way to alter the story. Halt the story there, Cucumber.
I have definitely progressed
really.
It.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Really?
Right now? We're doing it
right
now?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
So you also
don't
see...
Oh, no, that's so fast.
You don't...
Now you're a monk. You flurry blows.
That's true.
Punch him.
You don't see the top as you look up. It's just more darkness.
Guys, go in the middle.
I would like to use dancing lights, please, in this elevator.
Theft. Mm-hmm.
Theft.
All right, so you send them. You can send them up to 60 feet away from you, right?
Huh?
Dancing lights can be sent 60 feet away from you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I like to send them 60 feet up and 60 feet down to see what I can see.
Do you split them? Split the party?
Sure. Well, because I can make them kind of fly wherever.
He has three, and he can just direct them.
Yeah. So one goes up, one goes down, one stays where we are.
Okay. So you send it up, going all the way 60 feet. You can just make out the bottom of the elevator.
Oh, okay.
Who's making out with what?
We're not that far down from the bottom.
Was it really 5 minutes?
No, went up 60 feet, gotcha. And that's where the elevator is.
You, the other one, you send 60 feet down, and it's still blackness past that.
Ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da!
Will the Valentine's Day cards be available on the Etsy shop? Rollforhotness.com.
That would be cute.
I don't know.
Oh,
we
thank you.
Actually, did we do that?
That's a great idea.
That was so nice.
I hope we can make those.
Yeah.
Why not?
Valentine's potion?
No, that was I think that was
It's a Valentine's potion. That means he loves them again.
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
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 Aww. So cute.
I
see. You guys.
Okay. So what do you want to do?
This is my favorite.
What?
With the room.
I think it's above us and we're closer to that than
we're 60 feet away from the elevator and it's above us.
It's above us.
Let's climb up.
Let's climb up to the elevator. Lidar?
Yes.
I'll get on your back. You climb me up there.
Are you still huge?
Or are you...
Nah. Brushes? No, that was the gun.
She has tractor feet, though.
I have tractor feet.
You do. You're like a tank.
thinking.
So we're all. Are we just gonna awkwardly sit here mounted each other?
We're climbing.
Oh, we're climbing.
Yeah, you're climbing. I'm not working very hard at all.
Am I able to?
Oh, look at this bicep working. I'm so proud.
Since I am a cook, I don't want to like get my hands dirty because that's like the thing I need to cook.
Okay.
Can I jump like off the wall? Like.
Okay.
It might not work. It's probably not gonna work, but it looks cool, and I'm gonna try.
Yes.
No, 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 no. Oh,
careless whisper in here.
12.
Well, acrobatic.
Yeah.
Gross.
You make it halfway up.
Ooh, it's the one with
before
the
you have to like
grab on,
grab onto something.
Oh, come on!
All right, I need Chunk. I need Lydar to make a strength check as he climbs with Garrick on his back.
You're doing 20? Great, oh. Garrick.
I'm sorry. I know you don't have 20 fingers.
I did this, and he went 20. I went no.
Okay, so 10 plus his strength.
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet have got
no rhythm. Wow. All right, actually, I haven't written down.
Okay.
What?
So you got 14 for strength.
Yes.
So you
plus 4.
Singing.
No, you got 10 plus
yeah,
4.
10
because
plus
I have
4.
Your stats.
14. Okay. You're doing great.
You make it up right to where you saw Yuki jump all the way up.
Yes.
Good job. Way to catch up.
Yeah.
Hey, come thank on, you, Lila.
I'd like to yell up, hey guys, can you come down and get me when you get into the elevator, please? Because I can't quite.
Well, yeah, can we go ding and bring the elevator back down?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You're in the shaft.
You have to get into the elevator.
Into the elevator.
Yeah, okay, so we go inside the elevator.
So, yeah, so I'm going to continue climbing. And is there room to like get past the elevator, or is there a shaft, or is there like a door on the bottom that opens up, or is there on the roof? I mean, I if it's not on the bottom, I'm assuming it's on the roof.
It's usually
on the roof, and there's just enough room on the sides that you could scramble up.
I got this, guys. I'm gonna
do it.
Keep climbing and like push my back like in Emperor's New Groove status, where they're like back to back.
Yeah.
On the, you know, on the bus against my wall,
cool.
The wall in the elevator, mm-hmm. And try to make it to the top.
All right. So make another athletics check for this one. Because you're not, like, flying off the walls or anything.
Oh, baby. Nope. That's going to be 19.
Ooh.
Fantastic. You make it easily to the roof. And you see as you come up onto the top a little latch that you could open.
Yes.
Guys, I got it.
Yes.
All right.
Do you want to go back down? Or should I wait for you? Or?
Well, let's all get inside first. We come down, collect Hill Zera, and then we'll continue to move up, I guess.
I think we should, yes, let's keep going up.
Let's go down.
I'm going to press it to go. Does anyone remember what floor that was?
The magical things.
The magical creatures.
Oh, magical. Is it say magical creatures? Or?
It's like creature study is what it basically says.
Okay, we go there.
Bing, bing. All right. So
I
you
get
push
in.
The button, and it starts moving while they're still on the ropes. Because you didn't tell me that they were up.
You son of a...
I said we got in!
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Bitch.
You said you were going to climb down and then gather each other.
Oh, shit.
So,
I look around like, we did it, friends.
You two,
let's
both...
Let's all buckle up for Captain Technicality over here.
Garrick's gonna die.
Dexterity check. Dexterity saving throw, actually.
18, yeah. 11.
All right.
I got 19.
So,
I'm okay.
Plus 2.
You immediately 13. See the elevator start to move above you, and you just kind of let go just enough to start sliding. Yes.
He's on his back.
I know.
So, does
he was. That was a dexterity check to see if he could hang on.
Okay.
Yes.
Hanging on.
Yes. So, you just let go just enough to start sliding down as fast as you can to avoid the elevator coming towards you. And then you jump out into the open floor.
I don't Garrick catch you.
Holds on just enough that he tumbles off into the open hallway right beside you.
Yeah. Man.
Immediately
what the
following
hell,
that,
Matt or Yuki.
You see the elevator get to your level and Yuki standing there just pressing the elevator button.
But can I have little chocolates prepared for them?
Okay.
I walk over to Yuki. You said not Yuki. I take a chocolate.
I go brrrr.
I eat it. And I punch him in the face.
Oh, no. I'm going to
roll an attack.
Do I have a reflex on that or no?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Isn't that like a key point or something?
Oh, shit. Huh?
It's a six.
Blocking an attack is like a key point or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to use a key point for it, though. Because I only get five, so.
Six? I rolled a six.
You roll a six?
I rolled a seven. Four.
You roll a four?
Yeah,
I don't think he still hits your armor class.
Oh! Where's my AC? Oh, that's right. Seven. Why did I roll? It's my AC.
And you're wearing the uniform. It's 12, which gives so it does not hit. Five.
Okay. So, you go to try and punch him after you take your chocolate, and he just bats it out with a knife hand attack.
Ow.
There's plenty for everyone.
Pow, pow.
It is delicious.
I took one.
That's fine.
Great.
Yeah. It's the best chocolate I've ever had. And I'm rich.
So, I roll into the elevator.
I'm the best cook in all the land.
Well, you'll have to come and work for me.
Guys, we can't maybe talk someday about food anymore. We have to figure out where your dad went.
You're right.
I know.
I must save my father or figure out what happened to him or something.
Let's read all of these label things so that we can figure out where we think he would be. Because we have a little more knowledge of the place now.
The place, yeah.
Yeah, because we have you, too. He might have been here.
We read the labels.
Okay. So, the level that you're on is lit up right now. It's magical animal research. You see a couple ones that list like administration. You see ones that list spell testing facility.
Sounds fun. Sounds like Willy Wonka.
Spell testing, possibly. I'll put a bookmark on that one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see botany and other.
Their father hated plants. Too much dirt, you see.
Well, it's but it's like divided. It's like one section is botany and the other one is like dimensional travel.
What?
That's it!
Whoa. Why is that next to the same room?
Wow. Haven't you guys seen the new Star Trek?
That's what he was always studying. That's what he was trying to crack. We have to go there. No, the other one.
Dimensional travel?
Yes.
They're the same floor.
Oh, Misa get it.
Yes. Let's get down there.
What?
I had a minor stroke. It's fine. It happens all the time.
All right, let's do this.
Okay. So you push the botany button?
Botany and dimensional travel.
The intent is the dimensional travel button.
They really are trying to cut costs on having multiple floors for everything.
You know how expensive this place is by square footage? I'm just starting to sound drunk. I've lost my lisp and I've just become stupid.
Mm-hmm. We've got to be careful, though. I know that they're clearly trying to experiment with magical creatures. Who knows what kind of weapons they may have. Or who they are. We still haven't seen any security yet.
Well, that's right.
Ooh, I don't even think they know
we're
here.
I would like to take you into my employ. Do you know what that means for you?
I appreciate the offer, but I'm a free cook. I cook for everyone.
No. Oh, no, hi. I mean, I want you to fight for me. I want you to go first.
Oh.
Along with Zaidar and Hildira.
Hey.
I pay them to take the punches for me, you see.
Dub, dub.
I don't take punches.
Dub, dub.
You do the punching.
Did you say dub, dub?
Dub, dub.
Wub, dub, a jub, jub.
As you guys are talking... You immediately start, the little circles
chance,
that
you now know it.
you saw the little sphere pop out of before. Immediately they open up, and little red lights come down from the ceilings.
Is this on? Okay,
on the hallway that you guys were standing in, waiting for waiting to get into the elevator.
Oh, that's not good.
And you, they immediately start. The illumination
starts.
We push
the button.
Yeah, I know. But this is as the doors are closing, you see the lights turn on, and as this is happening, you hear a voice come over some form of communication in the building.
Where did I have it?
What does he say, Ryan?
You hear a man's voice come over the radio. You hear,
there is no cause for alarm. All is well. Please continue your work. All is well.
Okay.
That's not
good.
Much of an alarm, I guess.
No.
And that, I mean, they're breaking in.
You start descending as you start hearing that.
Uh-oh. Hey, what?
You start descending in the elevator as you see that happening.
That was like flu power.
And hearing that.
Like they know we're here. We have to be careful. We still have our lab coats on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we get +5 to our AC with the lab coats.
The time you put between you and the fallout particles, the better.
Yes, something like that.
Fallout.
cool.
Use the stove to heat your home. This can cause a
How long is the elevator ride?
So about
power through.
2 minutes later, you arrive on the floor that you are hoping to get to.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Everyone, just act like you know what you're doing.
Lie down.
As the doors open,
tiny.
You are meted instead of a white hallway. This is like a carved out tunnel, earthen and stone. And as you get to the floor, you still see the little red lights circling above in the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
but they seem to be more fixed. Like this is just something that's already here, and the lights start turning on as you get, like as you exit, everything starts turning on in front of you. Like nobody's down here.
Okay.
They're motion sensitive.
Well, it seems like they're not after us yet. So anything that has a plant in it, skip it. We want the other rooms.
Okay.
All right. Well, this tunnel, it only leads straight. There is no side rooms.
Then we go straight.
All right.
Go down the tunnel. All
right. Cool. So, you continue walking down the tunnel, and you, as the lights progress continuously, as you continue down, you find a door that seems to be made of a very, obviously there's glass in this world, so... Yeah, it's like it's a clear portal.
Oh, it's
a portal.
Maybe a perception check.
Okay.
So I want to see if I can maybe feel or hear, like feel temperature or hear any voices or anything.
Sure.
And
so basically, the way I'm also trying to describe this is like there is a door frame, but then the entire tunnel dugout is covered with glass, and then there's a frame inside that frame.
Wow. So like a Mario painting.
No.
No?
Oh, really? More like a clean room.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I rolled 8.
Okay. You press on the glass and it's firm, but it's not like liquid or anything. There's a door handle that you could turn if you wanted to.
Seems fine to me.
Should we check for traps?
Yeah.
Check for traps!
Okay. Roll investigation.
You got a 1.
A 0.
No traps.
Hashtag potion big brother is watching.
Okay.
Ooh, we're watching back. See right through his disguise.
Beautiful voice.
Thank you.
So this is for Hilzira.
What does it mean?
You immediately start hearing in your head voices.
Oh.
You guys don't know that yet. I'm just hearing in my head.
Look at all these wonderful windows.
Dictating everyone's movements while you're going down the hallway.
You guys, I can hear, like, I know this sounds weird, but I can hear voices in my head.
What?
That does sound weird. Maybe
and
it was
they're
an effect
saying
from that brain
exactly
thing
what
earlier.
We're doing.
Well,
I don't think that's a good thing.
What?
It watched us get out of the elevator.
What? That makes sense. They're always watching.
This is the only place where Papa's research must have been. Maybe, have to go forward.
Maybe we should have gone to the security center first.
It's Papa.
My Papa.
It's Papa.
My Papa.
His Papa.
Your Papa.
My Papa.
Yeah,
Papa.
We haven't even told Papa. Him what's like. What? Where were we here?
You
did tell me about your Papa.
I got a message saying that my father had disappeared. And I know he was working on interdimensional travel, so either he is dead or he has succeeded.
Fuck people.
Yeah.
What?
Voices.
Not okay.
What was that?
Children.
What are you talking
about? It's her voices.
I don't hear anything.
Oh.
Tra-la.
I hear nothing.
Tra-la.
Nothing. Tra-la-la.
Well,
That's really creepy.
That's really creepy.
It is. Yeah.
And you only hear this?
Yeah, I'm hearing.
Yeah, what's going on with you?
It seems fine. Let's open the door.
Let's go for it.
All right.
What is this, 10 candles?
Okay, so you open the door, and you find yourself in like a prepping room. And for some reason, I'm really strangely comfortable with this. You find yourself in a...
Whoa, Ryan! Whoa!
What are you waiting
to? Learned something about you, man.
There's people crying. He's like, oh,
I just imagine.
Beautiful.
I imagine Ryan going to sleep at night. He's like, oh, I forgot. And then puts on like a radio that's just like this noise. There we go.
Puts a cat in a blender.
good
what
night.
What kind of psychopath?
Pins a frog to some cork. It's just like, that makes me feel better.
Okay. You see on the walls some kind of exosuits.
Oh. Ooh.
How many?
I'm getting one.
there are four on the wall.
Yes.
Perfect.
Everyone.
And you see like a few lockers that are like storage containers for more of them. So these are like the prepared ones. So they are some sort of vinyl looking material with a mask head.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, this is like Stranger Things.
It is a little bit.
Are you still hearing things?
I'm still hearing things. They saw that we went through this door.
What is it? What are they saying? Are they talking like?
They're just dictating. It's like, it's kind of like okay, you know when they're when there's a dispatcher.
Yeah.
And it's so scary. When there's a dispatcher and it's telling the guys like, oh, this person is heading west on this road. It's the same. So it's like, oh, they just entered the botany and dimensional travel section. Yeah,
wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's like, oh, they made it through. They made it through the glass door, and now they're at the suits.
I flip so off the general air.
I partake, but I do it while doing a backflip, and I like light a smoke with my middle finger, and I.
Okay.
Puff something that there's nothing, no cigarette, but I pretend there's a cigarette.
I see.
Okay. I just want to hear them say that I flipped them off. That's all.
They're saying, yeah, they're like, two of them just flipped us off, but one of them did it really, really well. And the other one just kind of stood there. We were very impressed with the one.
Yes.
I'll take that.
All right. Then
I'm going to go ahead and put on one of the suits.
Okay.
Clearly, this must be a contaminated area that they were not prepared for.
Yeah.
The botanical gardens.
Botanical.
Botanical gardens.
I never trust plants. So I say that's why I only eat chocolate cookie then wheat.
Yes. What do you want?
You're so patient.
On me?
Yeah.
I would like to also put a suit on.
Okay.
So myself as well.
Yep.
But I have one of them buckle me in.
All right.
Thank you.
For you, Hilzera, you have to take one of the. The storage containers to find one that fits you, but you managed to find one eventually.
Yes,
because it seems that everything was kind of ready for human-sized.
Yeah, peoples. I figured I'm tiny.
Okay. So as you look about the room, you see another door similar to the one you came in, farther away, and it's from here you don't see much past that door. It's still dark on the other side.
Listen, I don't know what's gonna happen next, but. I'm really glad that you guys found me.
We're very glad, too.
Yeah, because now we have an endless supply of food.
Yes, we have a wonderful cook and a wonderful cook.
I just pull out of the hazmat or the suit just some fried calamari.
I take one and I go, thunk.
Well, I'll save this for later, buddy.
I'll put it in my pocket.
All right, let's go towards the next door.
All right.
I know we're doing the Armageddon walk.
All right, so you get up to the next door and you turn the handle and it opens freely. As you walk in, you go down the tunnel a little bit farther.
Oh, he's still talking.
Yeah, of course I am.
He's getting better at it. He's getting better.
He can't talk when there's farts, but he can talk when we're singing.
He can talk when there's Aerosmith, apparently.
Yeah. Also, maybe he should speak up. We can't hear anything.
You were talking.
Tiny ears.
Yes. Covered in fur.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't like listening.
It's true.
It's fair.
So as you.
Aerosmith.
Okay.
Listen.
Yeah.
So let's go find out what's in this dimensional rift.
Let's do this.
Walking in slow motion.
We're like a directional rift. All
right. So
here it comes. Yeah! Let's go.
So you're just booking it down this hallway of carved stone.
They can hear where we're running. Yeah.
I hope so. This is our intimidation. We're rolling intimidation check.
We will all roll intimidation.
Okay. That's an 18 to intimidation.
Cucumber got a 13. We got sixes.
Wait, intimidation?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, I got a plus two.
I got a plus three.
I don't know what I got. My iPad went to sleep.
Garrick Lagar.
I got plus three. That's a nine. We got nine.
Hillsrat.
What is it?
Hillsrat?
Yeah.
What? That's not my name.
Hillzira.
There you go.
Tonight, we end whatever this is. We end the apocalypse. We're canceling it. It's done.
I thought we were trying to find his dad.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, that too. All right. So,
but I made the apocalypse.
But we can multitask.
Yes.
So you're running down the hallway, and a wall of light, well, not a wall of light, but you can see light emanating from farther down, and you get closer and closer. And as soon as you break the plane of the entrance to this chamber, you look in, and it's just an immense hall. You can't see the top of the
halls are the new sconces.
Mm-hmm. Halls are the new sconces.
I get it because I know what a sconce is.
Halls are the sconces. Are the sconces of 2018. Sconces are so 2017.
And so, as you look around, it is from what you can see from your perception of vision. It's just this. It's some sort of chasm. It just has opened up into a humongous world, and you look around you, and there is just nothing but the most unusual foliage and life forms that you've ever seen.
It is Stranger Things.
I'm not interested in this creature. I'm interested in the portal.
Yeah. Papa?
Make
papa,
a perception
my
check.
Papa.
Yeah, I was about to see if I could do a perception check.
Garrick's papa?
Oh, nice. That's going to be a 19.
Papa?
Nice. All right.
Noise.
So you look around you, and you can see a lot of the foliage here is glowing. So this whole chamber is emanating its own light.
Okay.
And as you look around the chamber and the hallway you just came from, you see directional signage. One of them is like pointing straight ahead, is dimensional research, and then you see a little sign above where you just came in. Botany studies.
Let's not do the botany.
Well, no, like, you are in the botany studies now, and to get through, you have to go through this foliage to get to...
Listen, guys, I don't know if
you
I
see,
like...
You see a path clearly in front of you that has, like, been made, like, as if a park ranger was here.
Well, I get excited, and I feel like this is the first real path to see my dad, so I brush forward. Like, Papa!
No, Garrick,
I mean,
stop!
Papa!
I run after him.
He's really fast.
Okay.
I'll run behind him. Cool. Though.
So you start stepping onto the path, every footprint that you make just glows green as you every footfall it just
what
emanates.
Kind of James Cameron.
So it's Stranger Things,
I would like...
Avatar, and Armageddon.
I'd like to make a nature check to see if I recognize this kind of
And Star Trek.
Yeah, plan.
Discovery.
Man, you're playing this game too much.
Oh, am I playing the game too
it's
much?
It's nice to have somebody else that's actually playing.
I'm trying to win the game.
I try.
Chunk.
What?
I'm trying to actually win the game.
Yeah, that's not
you
how
should
you
know
win the
that.
Game.
That's not how you win the game.
No, just be cool.
No, just be me.
Oh.
No, you never win, cucumber. Cool, right?
What's not true?
I rolled 17.
Okay. And you were looking for a nature check.
You gonna puke or something?
Maybe.
That was really good, guys.
Thank you.
I was like, oh, did they switch? They switched.
Whoa. That was you.
Thanks, guys. Aw. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Okay.
This is fun.
As you look around you, trying to chase after them, you're overwhelmed by all of the unusualness that this forest holds. Everything you're seeing, you're seeing for the first time. None of this exists above ground.
To be fair, I used to live in a mansion. I never really looked at plants. I wouldn't know.
Yes, but this is only for Yuki. He's the one who's noticing the nature.
This is unnatural.
Whatever, I can't hear you, Papa! Papa!
Be careful! Be careful over there!
They're just plants! Calm down!
They're not! I would just proceed with caution!
I'll go pick a cookie!
As you look back to yell at him...
I have a cookie.
Sure. A vine jumps out from the side of the path and wraps around your foot.
How does Derek. A 15-second video wrap around a foot?
Holy shit.
You guys like that?
No.
No.
That's a good one,
Joe.
Thank you.
Don't encourage him.
Okay, so,
I've been grabbed by a vine.
Yes.
I told you, we have to be careful. Be careful.
Boss, you should be careful.
Well, come and get me out of here.
You immediately start getting dragged into the foliage.
Well, come and get me out of here!
I toss my Captain America shield to break the... To slice through the... To break the...
Two.
Finish your sentence, man.
Plus four.
Six.
What?
Six.
Six to hit?
Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't hit.
Damn it.
You take your shield and you try and bash it, and you sink it into the mud, but it's just, there's not enough resistance, so it just kind of squishes, and then it's still pulling.
I would like to run up and have my dagger and try to...
Okay, I'll let you do it the last time. You'll be the last attack before it's just like, he's gone.
Okay. Because I was running.
Okay.
I got a 13
okay.
plus 6, 19.
Okay, so you managed to get there just in time and just... you see the vine snap back into the forest. And you hear a growl emanate from the forest. The...
Snap. Yes. I've decided I don't like this place.
Guys, you need to be a little more careful. I can't be saving your butts.
Yeah, boss.
All the time.
Hey, boss, you still need to be more
the
careful.
The trees
start
to...
This is what I pay you for.
Sway and
what?
As if something is starting to come towards you.
Oh dear.
Everyone, stand your guard. Oh my god.
The stupid part is I just picture Naeem back there with a microphone. I'm like, just raging. I don't know if that's what's happening, but that's what is in my mind. That's funny.
I would like to huddle behind these folks.
Okay.
Find people.
So you're gonna stealth behind other people who are out in the middle of nowhere?
Yes, but I'd also like to prepare my lightning bolt.
How far is the place we're trying to go? Like, aren't we trying to go the dimensional place?
You are, but you don't see the other side from here.
Oh, check time.
Okay.
Load dirigible says, and I pooped a little. Me too. Me too.
Oh. We know, Joe.
Yeah, we
know. We know, Joe.
Sex, Joe, because you have to clean all of it up.
I know.
Okay, so,
more fire jokes.
What was happening?
We were getting to the dimensional portal.
You were hiding. You were trying to hide. What?
Yeah, Matt.
Sorry. You were trying to hide. However, he wanted to hide behind you guys, and you. Do you guys have any other plans besides just being out in the open as this thing starts coming closer towards you?
I would like to. Okay, here we go. I would like to try and use survival to. I don't know if that affects. Maybe it's nature. But I just want to see if there's anything like any camo, any bushes, or anything I can hide in.
I didn't get to.
Okay. That would just be a perception check.
Great.
Yeah.
Do I still have 17.
Okay.
Ooh, if I die, maybe.
Nice.
All right. So you look around, and there's plenty of foliage you could duck into that you would think you'd be safe.
Is it glowing? Because I don't want to jump in glowing foliage.
I mean, everything is generally glowing, but you think it might be enough to distract whoever is coming after.
Okay, great.
All right. So go ahead.
You forgot to pull a cursed item.
I wasn't told. I'm sorry.
Oh, did we hit another?
Did we get another one? No.
Yeah, when we did the song, he did not pull a cursed item.
Wait.
That was the ball.
Yeah.
Shit. There you go, chat.
Yeah,
pay attention, chat.
I didn't say what it was because I didn't want you to know what was going to happen if you touched it.
Thought that the creature was like in the ball and then it got out and then we went in the ball. I thought it was.
But we were only 120 away to our next curse item.
Hey!
And another song that might actually be a song.
This one? The last one was really good.
I was kidding. It was a joke. It's true. Matt hasn't had GM
powers. Yeah, it'd be nice to get you.
Chunk hasn't had GM powers.
You get to sing the next song, Matt.
Together. We get to sing the next song.
Aww.
Yeah.
together.
Good job, guys.
Thanks for getting here.
Why?
Together!
I'll try.
So you dive into the foliage, and I need you to make a stealth check.
Great.
Are you guys joining him?
Did we see where he went?
Yeah.
Okay. Then
that's
yes.
A 13.
I'm currently 13? Focused yes. on what I'm doing, so I don't pay attention.
I will. Also, I'm gonna look. I'm probably not gonna go to the same place he's at, but I'll look around for a similar hiding spot and also dive in.
Okay. So perception and stealth check then.
Both.
Yeah. If you're looking for a different place.
Hashtag potion, Yuki can fly alone.
Wait, you gave yourself
just a potion?
What? I didn't do that.
It says, try
that. Yeah, I didn't do that.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
man?
Come on, laptop.
Uber! I call shenanigans! But I'll take it. I mean, I'll take it.
You can fly for 5 minutes.
All right, so you gain the ability to fly.
For 5 minutes.
For five minutes.
Okay, great.
While you're hiding.
You're hiding. So immediately just kind of like float off the ground. You're like, shit.
Yeah, so I guess how tall is the roof? How tall is the ceiling?
From when you, because it's so, like, the forest is emanating its own light, you can't see the top.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty tall.
Okay, I'm gonna shout out,
Wait, you're not flying right now. You can decide where you're going, like, trajectory.
So right, I'm gonna...
You're levitating.
I was like, whoa. I'm like, Garrick!
Yeah?
Here, use your dancing lights, and I'll go down the hall, and I'll try and scope it out.
Okay, wait or not? I stop working on the lightning bolt, and I do the thing. So I bring out dancing lights. Where do you need them?
Wherever the noise is coming from.
All right, I send them towards the noise.
Okay.
Abadi, 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 fuck you.
Okay, so you send them 60 space them out, so like one kind of stays really close to you guys, one goes a little bit farther, and one goes all the way to 60 feet. You kind of fly up over the roof, the canopy.
This is so cute.
And as you reach the surface, okay. you look down.
Not cute.
And I need you to roll a perception check.
Great.
What?
Remember that time I made 2 rolls and what? Nothing
happened? You might have been all that. I wasn't listening.
What?
Would you mind repeating all that? I was not listening.
I would mind. What was your roll?
3.
Yeah, Ryan!
Yeah! That's some Zag rubbing off on him, man. That's great.
So you roll a 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
That means Ryan's going to try and set the house on fire.
Oh, that did happen. That actually did happen. So maybe. Please don't.
Yeah, you're not there to take it outside.
And I'm hooked to this, and by the time I reacted, I'd be like, wait, what? And I'd probably trip, and it'd be a hot mess.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it's not.
Stop it!
Hashtag potion minus 10 Garrick's intellect.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Guys, guys,
this
guys.
This is all in good fun. You don't have to fuck.
It is fun. I don't.
Yeah, it's
don't.
True.
I don't.
There's evidence.
Ever,
it says it
ever.
Right there.
Junk. You work here, man.
It's in the fine print.
That's my name, but as I didn't. Wow. Chunk, help me out.
Minus
10
intellect.
No. Wow.
Dang, you got attitude.
No.
I'm down to 5. I'm down to 5, man. I hope you have 5 intelligence.
Oh. What?
Hashtag potion. You must insult in and out.
Wow.
Wow.
What you gonna do?
No!
What you gonna do, man?
You no!
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That right. Potion was delicious.
So what do we see? Do we see... What do we see fries that are, like, mediocre? Are they mediocre fries?
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Do we see, like...
Just put that table anywhere.
The table can just go anywhere you want it to, Matt.
Did I move that?
He's so angry.
I'm so angry, I didn't even know that my strength was happening to me.
What else is terrible about it?
I took Uber Baldy there once, and they didn't have the bumper stickers I wanted for them.
How dare they? What about their hats?
That sounds mildly
their hats are... Oh, man, their hats are... using so many trees to make them. It's an anti-environment. Ferngully.
That's where we are right now. Compares.
Five guys has better fries.
Wow.
Okay.
I never thought I'd hear that from you.
But they have the best burgers. Too bad you have to know how to order them. Anyways, let's keep going. Has it been 5 minutes of this?
No.
Oh my god.
Let's move forward.
As you look over the canopy, you can see a clearing that is being carved out as this whatever large creature is shambling towards you.
Okay. What's happening?
They're just typing things over your face.
What's happening right now?
So, and as you try and swoop in to get a closer look,
the chat says, Naeem, stop laughing and spell check.
The large section of earth that you see shambling towards you, its mouth turns up to you and starts to try and engulf you.
Oh, shit.
Is it like a clam?
No.
It's like an earthen clam?
It's an earthen clam.
Yeah. Earthen clam!
Sure.
Can we name him Ethan?
You need to make a dexterity save.
Dex save?
Ethan the clam.
That was Cucumber's mom's nickname in high school.
That's a 20, unnatural.
Earthen clam.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, actually, no, because it's a save. It's going to be a... It doesn't matter. It's a 23.
Okay. Fair enough.
1,000,005.
It tries to take a bite of you as you swoop in a little bit too low.
Okay.
And what you see now is this giant earthen mound is just trying to swallow you. You fly up at the last second as it just closes
cool. its mouth. Like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. That's probably my action,
huh? You are the Millennium
Falcon. It's over here!
Yep. So it knows exactly where you are now.
Yeah.
And it's also well eliminated here. Nature check.
Yeah.
Nature check, don't you cry. What?
Six.
I don't know. I'm okay.
Why?
You're not familiar with what this might be. It's something very foreign to this land.
Okay.
Great. I need everyone to roll an initiative, please.
This is the saddest Dumbo song ever.
There's only like 2 songs in Dumbo.
The song.
Yeah.
And when an elephant flies.
You
can do it, Dumbo! You don't need a magic feather!
Wait, what?
Hashtag potion cucumber gains breast implants.
Yeah!
Wait, cucumber does?
Not player.
Garrett gets some
character.
Well, oh my. Guess I can double my rolls now back at the theater. Shimmy, shimmy.
Oh, you're right. Pink elephant.
Take my bonus action to attach tassels.
Okay.
So they're tasteful.
Okay. Sure.
And tasty.
Aren't you wearing a top?
What?
You're
yes,
wearing a shirt and like a.
I rip off my shirt.
Your AC goes down by 5 because now you're not wearing.
No, just
thing.
Zip it down like
I just unbutton
like Sigourney Weaver in Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
In Galaxy Quest.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be.
Okay. That's nice. Muy boring.
Take over.
Ah, muy
muy. Muy muy.
Yeah, feast your googly eyes, Jar Jar.
No.
Oh, man.
I rolled an 18 for my initiative.
Okay, thank you.
I rolled a 7 plus 3.
A 10. Cucumber's mom says hashtag consent.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 He rolled a 9.
No, okay. For what?
Initiative.
Plus 1. 10.
Okay.
He rolled a 14.
Okay.
Plus 0, I'm assuming, because you're not saying anything.
Yep, I'll take it.
Say.
Garrick, I would just like to remind you, you're on 4 hit points.
I'm doing fine.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Shit, really?
Yeah, I'm about to die.
So,
he dies a lot.
He does. He's squishy, he's a wizard.
I'm also squishy.
So, Yuki, you turn up at just the last moment, and it is now your initiative.
Sweet. So now, he clomps like this, and I'm above him. I look back down and I say, "Not today, not against my now friends who saved me, and we'll find his father." And I'm going to sufde, and I'm going to start spinning like this, and sufde kick, and I'm going to like drop kick my axe, my leg,
foot
as an axe down leg. His head.
Yes. Yeah. Foot axe.
Okay. Yeah. Roll with advantage.
Sweet!
Yeah.
Okay, that one's going to be 14. The 16. So I'll take the 16.
Yep.
Plus 4. That's a 19. Oh, sorry, 20. Unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20. Thank goodness. No. Good. So you succeed on hitting him?
Do I have to declare if I want to use my key before my action?
There you go again, Matt.
Hashtag potion LiDAR plus 10 strength.
Hey!
Hey! Thank you!
Thanks, Matt.
Oh, wait. Was that me?
That's for me.
Hey, you know, I got you, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, drop my intelligence down to 5.
That wasn't me.
Boost his up by... Oh, but this one was you. But this one was you. This one was you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make it right, Matt. Make it right.
Make it right, Matt.
We talked about
this. Make it right.
Come on, guys. I can't spell strength.
So damage, please.
Okay. So let me do my damage.
There, I spelled
it. This one's going to be 6. 6 damage.
6 damage.
And can I declare my key net? Does it have to be before my turn, or can I?
No,
take...
just when you want to use it.
Okay, great. So as I come down, I'm going to try and take him another attack using another key for the day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use my flurry of blows, okay. and land and go go soof dick got link.
I'm so confused by these words.
It's like because it's my theme because I'm a chef. I don't know. No.
Oh,
you're
like
a chef monk.
Souffle.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you get it.
I got you.
So that's gonna be 13. So that's 19.
19.
Oh, sorry, 18. Excuse me, 18.
Okay, either way.
It's a 75.
So
sweet.
That'll hit,
yeah.
Yes.
Is it my...
Ooh! That's 8 damage.
Alright. Cool. And does the flurry of blows give you one
more
attack?
That's my die, dude.
Or... No. I'm reading the screen.
What the fuck, dude? What does it say? Naeem? What does it say right now?
No, don't get
is
mad.
It right here?
Don't get mad.
It says... It's so small.
Very, very tiny.
Hates felted friends and takes up space. Also hates cats.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely hates cucumber.
Yep.
In all caps.
Yeah.
Loves Ryan. Mm-hmm. Also a cheater.
No.
Also thinks Five Guys is better than In-N-Out. Mm-hmm. We talked about this, Matt. Hashtag worst community manager ever.
Naeem! Naeem!
That is the novel on your face.
On my face?
Yeah, it's just right here.
Like this here?
No, it's all
it's
over you.
It's just slightly Naeem? Encroached.
Right
it's
on your chin.
Yeah.
It goes all the way down the table.
Naeem! Yeah. This is true! Oh,
man.
I got you a Black Panther print! I thought we were cool!
Damn.
Hey, the truth is the truth, man.
Yeah. It's not the truth.
He still likes you.
What'd you say?
But...
No!
take off one.
Which one do you want going
back? In-N-Out one?
5 years.
No, take off the I hate cucumber.
Aww.
No, that's not true.
Aww.
He despises cucumber.
You laughed a little too hard at that one, man.
That was
good.
A little too hard there.
Yeah, there you go, Naeem. There you go. Wow. He fixed it.
Oh my God.
I'm proud of yourself.
Okay. Anyways, I rolled 8 damage.
Thank you.
Look at you moving the game.
Shaggy Express donating some more.
For me, Shy Guy Express. Hashtag potion marionette strings the cucumber.
Dude, that was not me.
What?
Dude, my hands were here.
So
my hands were here.
Offensive.
Cucumber.
I've got some strings to hold you down, motherfucker. Let's go.
No.
Yeah, fine. Okay.
I would interpret that.
Look at me. I'm a Jerry Anderson creation. Ha 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 ha. Ooh, supercar, it travels on land and under the sea.
I think we hit our next Bard song.
Oh, well, that wasn't it.
That was not it.
Ready?
Someone else take us out.
Ba-dum-ba-dum-bum-ba. Mad Hands Cucumber. He likes Star Wars puppets. Super offensive mad. He's super racist against all defense. He's a cheater. He thinks Spot Guys is better than even I.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Matt was a liar.
I've been praying my friends. I'm not lying when I say you guys are my felted friends. And Amber, you're cool.
Thanks.
And Ryan's cool too.
No.
Yes.
The writing's on the wall.
No.
It says despises cucumber.
And
right there.
I just wanted to play Dungeons and Dragons.
This is worse than cats.
You add the invisible ink after despises cucumber, and it says despises cucumbers. Hatred, that's not real.
That made no sense.
It makes sense.
That
means
so we did.
It makes sense.
I'm on your side now, but that made no sense.
It makes no
sense. It could have been. Matt hates cucumbers fashion sense because it's so bad.
Yo, guys, that was even better than the first one.
That was
some quality content.
That was top five terrible songs.
Yeah. It was like a backyard version of shit.
Zach is really rubbing off on you, man. I love it. It's great.
Naeem, put him back in potty mouth jail.
Okay, so I attack this creature.
Yes.
Oh, you're playing the game.
Yeah. Oh,
Hashtag potion mad becomes felted friend.
Whoa, this is like Finian's Rainbow.
So
thank you for the five people who've seen that movie.
You guys are getting a little GM powery here now.
Yeah, so that's
gonna
happen.
I knew Ryan
to
was gonna call you out.
Yuki.
Okay, so Yuki turns.
Yuki immediately sprouts fur and shrinks down.
As I'm kicking.
Yeah.
He's like a halfling now.
Yeah, he's halfling size.
All right, I'm still stupid.
I would like to think that,
I'm sorry?
You being a marionette, you just, mimic all of Matt, whatever Matt's character's
okay.
doing.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll do that.
Character, not Matt.
Yeah.
But my character.
Yeah.
So, he's fine.
I'm waiting.
Yeah.
But I want to see what your felted friend looks like.
Yeah, what does a felted friend look like to you?
What color is your skin and your hair?
His hair is white.
Okay.
And his skin's orange.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And he's got a big red nose.
Cute.
Yeah.
It's like a clown.
All right.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You guys!
Is that what you think we look like?
Wow. Wow. Okay, hold on. Marionette time. That's you right now.
The monster is over here.
Yep. Alright, also for the
first
cursed
item,
this is going to to Cucumber.
What?
So, Garrick, you get this cursed item.
Oh, joy, what is it?
The happy, happy, fun time blade.
Happy fun time. What?
Blade?
Blade.
Blade?
Oh, blade. That sounds good.
That sounds excellent, actually.
Anyone who wields this blade must be happy. If you attack with the blade, you must laugh.
Does
if you fail to laugh when attacking, you receive the damage dealt.
Oh,
shit. Does it have stats?
It's a sword.
Give me a plus and then a 1d something plus something.
Yep.
That's what I want. It's your happy, happy, fun time sword. That's going to be nice to see Cucumber happy.
Really?
All right, so it's plus 3 to hit.
Plus 3 to hit.
This is so hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Right. And it's also 1d8 plus 3 slashing.
Okay.
I wrote it down.
Okay.
You guys, come. While you got him distracted.
Matt can't speak. He's speechless.
I'm so sorry this is happening.
But look at that smile. Yeah.
Just giggling.
You are so,
so
happy.
Sorry. So sorry.
People ask me how I don't crack up.
Whose turn is it?
Whose turn is it?
Well, Matt just went.
That does not answer the question.
Matt went, so I'm assuming it's Cucumber's turn.
Yeah.
Oh, oh good. My God. Well, for the moment, I would like to sheathe my sword.
Your happy, happy, fun time sword?
My happy, happy, fun time sword. So that blob thing, that shambling mound thing, the land clam, was it?
Yes.
Earthen right. Clam.
An earthen mound.
Also known as Cucumber's Mom.
Yeah.
That was established in high school.
Hell yeah, she had a rough time.
That was established,
I guess,
earlier.
I never met her. Anyway, I would like to use lightning. Level 3.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, you're so happy. It probably means it's not... Yeah, he's got a great poker face, this DM. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to follow through.
Is it like Pokemon where like something made of earth has like resistance?
Things can be resistant to things. I don't know what this sucker's made of, so... I flagged out lightning.
Earth? Because it's an earthen clam?
I heard clam. It's got meat in it, right?
Earthen clam made of earth, grounding, lightning...
Listen, it's the most powerful thing I've got.
This is a hint.
I'm doing
all right,
my best.
So roll,
I made my choice.
Do I need to make it a save, I think?
Oh.
I actually don't know.
Watch out, everybody.
Oh, come on.
What do you do?
I get to direction I choose. Each creature in the line. So no one else is in the line, right?
Mm-hmm. Now we're hiding.
Okay.
The cube.
Yeah, so I...
Yes. Hashtag potion gear polymorphs into Magikarp.
You guys stop messing around.
Okay. So
it's like that episode of Angel.
Magikarp, you know use water spout.
So
come on.
You don't want to use water spout?
So he gets his lightning off just in time, though, so I still need to know what I'm doing. All right, so it's lightning.
I don't know!
Is it chain lightning or lightning bolt?
Lightning bolt.
Okay.
I'm a fish now, does it matter?
Yeah, you got the spell off.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
So it takes 8d6 on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
All right. So it failed its save, but as it charges into the thing, it will take... Damage.
Cool.
Alright.
Should I roll things?
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, I see.
Roll.
Hey, man.
Is
hey.
Damage, yes.
What do you mean? So you think our people talk? That's how he thinks we talk.
No! I think it's. Hey.
Hey.
16? How do you think I talk?
Huh.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks, man. Uh-huh. Oh no.
Hashtag potion LiDAR polymorphs into Magikarp.
Strikes the earthen mound, it immediately gets absorbed into the creature, and you see little bits of earth that had fallen off from when Yuki had struck it slowly recombine into its
you
form.
Look dead.
Oh shit!
It is now.
It's not working.
It is now Chunk's turn. LiDAR's turn. Use the Magikarp for 5 minutes.
You only know splash attack.
Splash attack.
Splash. Magikarp, use splash attack! Five! My turn!
Yes, your turn. So you try to do splash attack and you try and get water onto this shambling mound, but it doesn't seem to be effective. It was not effective. Okay.
This is a Pokemon Yuki fighting sends music out from red, magic blue, card. And yellow.
This creature wants to challenge. Battle.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so his Hill Zero. What do
you
what
the?
I don't fucking know. Head
pusher.
Is he a creature or an animal?
Oh. It is a large plant.
Is it a creature?
Matt, you just gotta ask for it.
Or
you don't
an
need to force
creature.
So my animal stuff doesn't work.
Okay. Oh my god.
Aw, that wand doesn't help. It's enemy detection. I know where the enemy is.
Right?
Do something!
I can't!
Come on!
Carp,
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 carp, carp, carp,
carp. I'm gonna use my short bow.
Carp, carp, carp.
Okay.
Carp, carp. Someone evolve us into a Gyarados. Carp, carp,
carp. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Come on, Matt.
Hashtag what? Kyle Zero polymorphs into magical.
I didn't do it.
Yes, she
carp,
does.
Carp, 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 carp,
carp, carp, carp, carp, carp, carp,
carp, carp, carp, carp, carp, carp,
I guess
that's gonna be your face.
Not doing that.
What's going on over there?
Carp.
Yeah.
Carp. 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 Magic carp. 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 Magic carp. Tim. I couldn't shoot my short bow.
You got it off in time.
Oh, I did. Okay, so I have.
Roll an attack, please.
I'm still flapping.
Guys, what do I do? What do I do? You guys are magic cards.
Yeah, I wonder
they're
why.
They're small enough.
Why
are you
turning into a magic card?
You can
magic
slide down, grab them, and throw them, like,
14.
Take them away.
14.
Huh? 14 to hit?
Yeah.
That's your total?
Yeah.
It doesn't hit. So as you're you raise your crossbow up, your hands immediately start turning into flippers, and you just let go of your crossbow as you shrink into the size of a Magikarp.
I'm a Magikarp.
So yes. So now all of you three are flapping on the ground as Magikarps.
I would like to fly
carp,
and
carp.
Pull out and try and like pick them all up and just fly into the next room.
Okay.
If I can, I'm gonna try and double speed.
The shambling mound is going to try and attack you.
Okay. It's an earthen clam.
Okay. What is your AC?
12.
12. Okay.
We turned.
So he's going to do a slam attack against you.
Two Magikarps. These are my notes. Matt turned into a puppet.
Felt his friend.
So you take 14 bludgeoning damage. Sorry. you take 14 bludgeoning damage.
Oh my god!
As the earthen mound slams up against you as you're trying to fly down to grab them. Now it is your turn.
Okay, well, I'm going to try and, I'm going to try and go and, like, go and do what I was going to try to do. I'm going to try and go down there and pick him up and just sprint into the next room, fly into the next room while I have it still.
Since you're still in combat range with it, you're going to take an attack of opportunity. Excuse me.
Okay.
But you're easy. It's easy enough to grab them anyway.
Okay.
So, he does not succeed on grabbing you though.
Yay!
Okay, great.
So you
come on, guys, let's get out of here.
You get up and you start flying towards the end of the room,
down
the path that you were.
Carp, carp, magic carp.
Get on.
Magic.
That's what I call magic carpet ride.
Magic carp.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Please never do that again.
So bad.
Okay, so
magic carp.
You take off through the foliage. And all you see behind you is this earthen jaws trying to, like, closing farther and farther away from you.
Do fishy face right now.
And you manage to get far enough from its eye line that you can't see it through the foliage anymore.
Okay, great.
So you are now safely out of its range of vision, and it cannot.
What? Oh no.
Hashtag potion Yuki hungers for magic.
Oh no!
You are a chef.
You are a chef. Not a cook.
Yes.
You were holding all three of them in your hands, and you just smell the aroma of fish.
And now that I've got these magic carp in this room, it looks like it's time for a meal!
I use flail!
Okay.
We're gonna roll for flails.
I can't believe this is happening.
18.
18.
14. I got 3.
Oh no. I got it, you guys.
Carp.
So flail is like, are you trying to get away or are you smacking him?
Not smacking him.
Okay.
I'm trying to get away.
It's basically like unarmed strike. So.
1d8 plus 6?
Yeah.
Nice. If you just say it.
No, unarmed strike for me is just
like 8.
5 damage.
Eight.
That's not very effective.
Eight damage to you.
Wow, okay.
For being a...
They're trying to eat us.
Oh, I love it when they're so lively.
Les poissons.
All right. So you lose all your grip on them. As you
come
get
in, the fishies.
And they start bouncing down the hall.
Apparently, I'm pink according to the chat.
Okay.
I'm a pink magic heart.
Okay.
Has it been 5 minutes yet?
At this moment, for you, yes. You immediately you pop out of being a Magikarp and you're rolling along on the ground.
Yuki, how dare you?
Carp.
Stop trying to eat carp, my friends.
I smack him clean across the face.
Carp.
Roll attack.
Carp. 11.
Plus?
Is this for strength?
This is unarmed strike.
That's minus 1.
Chat time.
So it doesn't hit him.
You brute!
Chat time. Yes. I just want to make a correction. Magikarp's no more than splash. Magikarp's also no tackle and flail at higher levels.
That's true.
Yeah. And probably
in your
level
face.
1.
In your face. Where are you? Right there.
Better check
it's confusing. There's 2 cameras.
Yeah, that's it.
And then the person.
I meant Uber Baldi.
He's over there.
I'm so sorry. I just need to eat something. I've been making food for everyone else.
You've been pulling cookies out of your ass for the past hour. You have food, man.
Yes, but I can't help but to think of a nice
Magikarp.
Yo, I can't help.
Magikarp.
I'm hungry.
Magikarp.
I'm hungry for the Magikarp all the time. It's the only thing that's on my mind. It's the only thing that will satisfy my hunger. Oh.
Wait, stop giving away socks for free.
Oh, that's right.
I was just singing Magikarp.
Sorry. I don't know what got a hold of me. I had to eat. That's the only thing I can think of is a nice magic carp.
Well, stop
stew.
It.
Quit it.
Are you still?
Magic carp.
These are your friends. These are not noble magic carp. If you want to eat something, go to the other room and eat that.
As you're having this argument,
Magic carp.
Lidar suddenly bursts back into being an orc. but still,
thank God.
Hilzera is still a magic carp.
I'm a magic carp.
I got you, boo.
Magikarp.
I got you.
You need
to calm down.
I'm just so hungry.
Make something else.
All right.
Magikarp.
I pull out a Magikarp from inside and I just...
All right.
This is what I become.
Enjoying the Magikarp, like devouring it piece by piece. Enough time passes that you, Hilzera, pop out of being a...
I'm not a Magikarp
anymore.
Right.
So much drama.
We've made it to the next room.
What's in this room? Yeah.
So you make it down... you make it all the way down to the end of this path. And you see that it turns the corner and leads over to the side of the cave.
Uh-huh.
And there you find a steel door entrance.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, is it locked?
It is locked.
Hilzera?
Yeah?
Would you mind unlocking this door for us?
Sure.
Thank you, darling, friend.
I would like to use one of my lock picks from my lockpick kit.
Uh-huh.
Because I have one of those, and I like to lock the door.
Okay. Roll a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
Nice.
I got a 4.
Nice.
plus 9. 4 is not nice. 4 is not good.
Oh.
What was it?
Okay. 4 plus 9, 13.
13? As you start picking the lock.
I'm an expert in this. If the same rules apply.
Ah.
Of Cucumber getting to do things with Arcana that we couldn't do at higher point levels.
Your difficulty check was different.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not a Felton friend anymore, right?
No.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I became a Magikarp way after you became a Felton.
Great.
Because I'm an expert. It says EXP.
Don't look so sad about it.
I'm just saying that's like, you know.
13!
13.
It'd be, like, you guys are really cool, you know? Thanks. I just want to like be cool like you guys.
Thanks.
So as you're picking the lock, however,
that's true. We gotta be
a little metal sleeve comes down over the lock.
Oh.
Access denied.
How dare it.
I would like to examine the door for any, I can't think of a better phrase, places of insertion.
Keyholes?
Keyholes?
That's the one.
Well, what she was picking was a keyhole.
Keyhole!
And all the time she was standing there, she never took me out of it.
So, but as you're looking around, you see that the metal sleeve that has overtaken the lock is...
Now that's protection.
It's protecting its hole.
Oh no, that one broke Ryan.
Composure, Ryan. Composure.
So... it is in. In the...
What? Get this woodpecker out of here! Get out of here!
We are in nature. We are in the nature.
You see, you can see the outline of what appears to be a handprint.
Oh, use your hand! Use your hand!
Me? You should do it! Because you're genetic.
Yes, maybe I'll hand it like my father. I put it on the thing.
Okay, so you put it over the
Yes, the hand thing. Yes, that.
Yeah. And the door gives way.
Yay, it
What's inside?
We told
go
you.
Go through the door.
Okay. So you... the door opens.
Papa!
And to the wall to your right of you, you see a screen. More like a mirror, almost. As you walk in front of it, you see yourself, but then as soon as it sees you, it... Your father appears on the screen.
Oh, Paul.
He says to you,
Kal-El.
From Krypton.
My son.
But Paul, what happened to your accent?
If you are seeing this, something terrible has happened.
Well, no shit, Papa.
I'm glad you made it this far.
Uh-huh.
Inside, you will find what I've been working on.
Ooh.
I hope that I...
Garrick's father!
Yeah, that's Papa.
Oh.
What's your name again, Papa?
Cedric.
Cedric? Oh, it's yes, we've been through this. Cedric!
I hope you have made it safely to here.
Give or take.
I must be in trouble if you are seeing this.
So you said.
Come.
Redundant even in messages.
Come find me. Inside. There isn't much time, I'm sure. Please be quickly.
Please be quickly! Father, I am quickly! I'm not quickly, I'm Garrick!
If only Shmerik was here to help you.
Shmerik's a piece of shit and you know it.
He was my favorite.
Why didn't we bring Quigley?
Listen, we don't talk about Quigley in my family. We had a bit of a falling out.
And then the image fades.
So wait, was your father, does he run this facility?
I don't really know. You see, he sent me off to school when he started his studies here.
Hold on, your weapons!
Well, your father... What did you say?
Hold on, your weapons! I see that you're treated fairly!
Ambrosia!
Where's Ambrosia?
He's still... Actually...
Can he be in a backpack? Yeah.
Goodbye, Chunk.
Bye, Chunk. Chunk is gone. Rest in peace, Chunk.
Chunk, come on. We got this.
It's like four more minutes. I haven't seen my father. Just four more minutes, bro.
I haven't seen my father in many, many years.
I'm sorry.
See, this is what happens when I try to role play.
Okay. So the lights immediately illuminate farther down the chamber. And you see a long hallway that there's a plane that if you were to walk past, you would be in another chamber.
I go there.
Yes. You walk down.
Uh-huh.
And you enter this 35.
I see you.
There's more.
Oh my god.
No more.
Wow.
Oh. Thanks,
you walk down and you enter this 30 by 30 room. 30 by 30 foot room. And across the wall, on the other side of the entrance, you see what seems to be this circular mirror. Mm-hmm. And it's reflective, but when you look through it, you can see past it, like there's another world. And strewn throughout this entire chamber, there's little knickknacks and
paddywhacks.
Give a dog a bone? We have a dog.
Ambrosias?
Ambrosias!
Just objects that he seemed to have been experimenting with to try and get something to happen.
Right.
So you look around and
looking around.
you find several different artifacts that seem to have come from another world. Just on study.
Ooh.
Something you've never seen before.
That's very descriptive.
Well, you don't even there's on one table there's a very fine looking blade, but it's in an unusual shape. Like it's kind of a small dagger that curves up at one end.
Like a scimitar or something?
Yes.
Scimitar.
Except it's only this big.
Yeah.
And then the handle kind of curves out into these intricate carvings, and everything is just inlaid with the most beautiful gems you've ever seen, but of colors that couldn't possibly exist here.
May I investigate the carvings? I want to see if like they're shapes or something that kind of tell a story or anything like
sure,
that.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, damn. That's a 4.
4?
Sorry, okay. I have no... Ugh, this is nonsense.
It mostly is done in runes that you don't understand. So it's hard to make out any kind of language, but it's nothing you're familiar with. Yes.
I'd like to look around the room to see if anything looks like that object that I've had with me.
Okay. Make an investigation check.
Investigation check.
15 plus okay. 5. Taiwan.
Unnatural 20.
Yeah.
Taiwan.
So you look around the room, and on one of the other stations, you see a very small piece of metal that resembles what you're looking, like what you have, but it's not quite the same shape, and you don't think it's from the same part, but it's something of similar metal.
I would like to walk the piece that I have up to the veil, or up to that...
Mirror.
Up to the mirror. Okay. As you get closer to it, you notice that it does immediately start to liquefy.
Oh. I know this is asking a lot, but would you all join me? I think Father might have gotten this as well.
Oh!
Hashtag potion Yuki poison instant death.
What?
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 For 5 minutes.
Wait, that's 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
So you appear unconscious.
Okay, so I touch the blade. I'm touching that blade.
Okay, and then you prick your finger.
Ow!
And immediately, you start getting dizzy.
Oh,
and you fall to the floor.
I just, I'll never forget you.
What? What's happening?
My friend.
You kiss.
Okay.
My friend.
He paws a lot when he's dying.
He does.
Yuki, damn.
Yuki.
Oh, no.
I wish I had the time for this shit. I drag him with me with the object in the other hand, and I go towards the portal. Join me! Here's Yira.
I take him by the feet and I push him too.
Okay.
So we're picking him up by the hands and by the feet, so his belly's dragging on the ground.
I'm pushing his feet.
Gotcha. All right.
Papa.
So you step through the portal. And we will describe what we see on the other side next time.
Oh!
Fancy! Look at Ryan being fancy.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for joining us on another awesome episode and giving us all those crazy things to deal with. Love you.
Sometimes.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
With you guys.
Thanks for playing, Matt.
Dude, for
don't
real.
Ever fucking kill me in another game again.
I won't.
Okay.
I won't. Well, and you know what? Check this out. You know what I'm gonna do? Right now.
There's little perforations in the back.
Oh, in the back? Oh, I found it.
Hold it off a little to your right, because all the words describing you are blocked.
You know, this right here, I think. After everything that we've been through, man, I just gotta say, none of it was like, I never actually said any of those bad stuff, and I want you to know that you're one of my best friends, man.
Oh, cute.
Matt?
Yeah. Come here. Nah, you too, Chunk.
Hey, don't ruin this moment. This was almost a mutant
here. I also think cucumber's an afterthought. My sticker was on the first.
But mine's higher than yours. Mine's in a place of prestige.
And you can get these at
rollforhotness.com.
Rollforhotness.com. We'll roll for hotness right now to them.
And remember, we have been brought to you tonight by
Loot Crate.
Yes, that's right. Don't look in the code. Use the code HYPER 10% off.
Look in the code.
Look into the code. Whoever can decipher the code will have the answers to the universe. Guys, thank you so much for incredible nights. We will be back tomorrow with Power Rangers Hyper Force. Woo! We'll be doing a double feature of the Shattered Grid specials starting at noon, leading up to the brand new episode at 6 p.m. You do not want to miss this. Malika says it's a game changer episode. I don't know what that means, but you definitely don't want to miss it. And then after that, we're going to Zach and Lucas are going to be playing Far Cry co-op. So get ready for that. It's going to be a great day. Thank you for all of your support. We wouldn't be here without you. If you're new, welcome to the channel. Consider subscribing. You know what I mean? It goes a long way to help the channel, so thank you so much. Yeah.
When do I get to play with JDF?
Jason. Oh, I know who he is. When he maybe he still has to get in a fight with the Cucumber though.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I know.
He backed out, so
I just want to be in the room.
Okay.
I'm just saying, some green on green. You're gonna make some green.
That's true. It'll make forest green.
Green tree versus green me.
Yeah.
You're more of a yellow. yellow. Like a yellowish green.
Green.
Greenish yellow.
He's a light green.
He's a
light green.
What?
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 Oh,
what?